You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, off the back of another series opening win, the Bowie Bay Sox look to go back to work and stay hot and continue their success in the second of a six-game set this week against the Harrisburg Senators. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Andre Magaro with you, counting you down to first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Senators just inside of 20 minutes before we're set to go here from Prince George's Stadium on what has turned into a beautiful Wednesday evening here in Bowie, Maryland. And as I said, the Bay Sox look to keep it rolling. Their best vein of form of the season so far. They've won 7 of 10 games on the bounce. And Bowie, after getting their first six-game series win in Akron last week, off to a good start after their win over Harrisburg last night by a 3-2 final score. And it was more of the same formula for the Bay Sox that has been getting it done for them throughout most of these last 10 games or so. The early offense, the strong pitching performance, really helped power the way on. Bowie was able to score first last night in the bottom half of the second inning. It was the eighth straight game in which the Bay Sox had struck first. A pair of runs against right-handed starter Michael Cuevas for Harrisburg. Back-to-back doubles from T.T. Bowens, who continues to swing a hot bat since coming up from Double-A. And then a double for Dante Williams got Bowie on the board. Williams would eventually come home to score on a Tim Cusnara groundout, make the score 2-0. But starter Peter Van Loon, second time through the order, and he was cruising for the most part until that fourth inning where he started to line up some harder contact, gave up a leadoff walk, and then a single to Brady Lindsley put runners at the corners with nobody out. A sacrifice fly was able to get Harrisburg back even after they had notched an RBI single from the top half of their order in Donovan Casey in the third inning. So Harrisburg was able to come back, tie the game, but again, that timely hitting came from the Bay Sox, and it came once again from Kobe Mayo, who has been producing runs at a great clip for Bowie during this hot stretch. Mayo had the opposite field double after a Tim Cusnara single in the later innings of that one, was able to drive home the go-ahead run. And the score of the game really became Garrett Stallings, who came out of the bullpen behind Peter Van Loon, had struggled coming out of the bullpen through most of the season, but you wouldn't have known it watching him last night. Stallings fired 5 stellar innings, only allowed 1 base runner, and struck out 4. As I said, retired 15 of the 16 batters he faced en route to picking up his second win of the season and helping Bowie once again get back in the win column. So that shakes up the Southwest Division standings ever so slightly, not really too much if you look at it in the grand scheme of things. Bowie was the one of only 2 teams in that Southwest Division that won a game yesterday. Because of the way it shakes out with cross-divisional play this week and other games within the division, the only 2 teams that won were Erie at the top and Bowie at the bottom. So the Bay Sox stay 7 games back at a record of 17-27. Richmond Flying Squirrels and Akron Rubber Ducks knotted up at a record of 21-24 apiece. They're tied for 5th place, 3.5 back. Then it sees Harrisburg Senators, who drop a game below 500. Harrisburg's now dropped 4 straight. They're 2.5 back of Erie. Altoona fell to Binghamton in cross-divisional play last night. The Curve are 22-22. That's 2 back of the Seawolves in the current Southwest Division picture. But turning attention towards tonight, it's going to be another stellar one in terms of the weather here in Bowie. The temperature continues to rise as we reach later in the week. Right now, mid-70s, 75 degrees, 43% humidity. Really just a picture-perfect day at the end of May for some baseball. There is really no wind currently. That flag out in center field is mostly stationary, but when the wind has picked up, it's pattering out around 6 miles per hour blowing out towards left center field. Not a lot of changes for the Bay Sox lineup tonight. We'll get you that one in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at the lineup for Harrisburg and see how they line up. Not a ton of changes for them as well, but they do reshuffle the deck of cards a little bit. Robert Hassel's going to continue to lead off. The left-handed bat will play right field. The top 3 bats for Harrisburg are either lefties or a switch hitter. JT Arruda, the switch hitter, does move up into the 2-hole and be tonight's designated hitter. Then it's James Wood moving down one spot from the 2-hole. He's batting 3rd. And playing center field. Then it's the first right-hander, Donovan Casey, out in left field. He maintains his spot in the cleanup slot. Frankie Tostado behind him. Once again, the left-handed hitting first baseman hits 5th. Then it's back-to-back right-handers. Jack Dunn over at 3rd base hits 6th. Leonel Valera, the shortstop, hits 7th. Left-handed hitting second baseman Jackson Clough slides down to 8 after getting the start in the 3-hole last night. Onyx Vega will be doing the catching, coming in for Brady Lindsley. He bats 9th from the right side, the catcher tonight. They're going against Bay Sox right-hander Chase McDermott, who has continued to put together stellar outing after stellar outing. McDermott particularly in his last 2 outings has been almost untouchable. He had the 5 no-hit innings here in Bowie his last time out that contributed to the Bay Sox combined no-hitter. And last week in Akron, took a no-hitter into the 6th inning, fired 5 2/3 before unfortunately, just ran out a little bit of gas. He was pinched in the strike zone a little bit as well last week, and that ran up his pitch count. He ultimately allowed a home run ball with two outs in the sixth inning before being lifted from the game. But McDermott has been about as good as it has come in his last two outings. 3-3 on the season, a 2.70 ERA. That's top five in the Eastern League, and also has the lowest batting average against in the Eastern League as well. McDermott's been stellar. His holding opponents just hitting just 153 against him. The only real issue for him in his last few outings have been the walks, and that's something that he's going to try to trim down on. 14 of them in his last 14 and two-thirds innings. That stretches beyond his last three outings. So he'll be looking to try to limit that, but that fastball command has been there, and the off-speed has been getting in the zone. He has been pretty darn good. McDermott did feature against Harrisburg earlier this month when the Bay Sox were in Pennsylvania taking on the Senators. He went four frames back in the Saturday game in Harrisburg. Allowed two earned runs on four hits, walked four, struck out four, threw 79 pitches. He'll be looking to build off of that tonight. As I said, not too many changes for the Bay Sox lineup. Heston Kerstad's continue to lead off. He'll go over from right field to left field tonight. Just a little shuffling of the positions for Bowie. Then it's right-handed hitting Kobe Mayo, who again has been on a tear. 15 game on base streak for him, batting in the two hole from the right side. Then Hudson Askin continues to hit in the three hole back down here in Bowie. He's playing center field, shifting over from left. Cesar Prieto will continue to play shortstop and hit the cleanup spot from the left side. Back-to-back right-handers John Rhodes out in right field tonight. T.T. Bowens keeps his perch at first base, batting sixth. Dante Williams gets another start. He'll be DHing tonight, batting seventh from the left side. Right-handed hitting second baseman Billy Cook hits eighth. Randy Florentino is the lone change in that lineup. He takes Tim Susnara's spot in the nine hole, doing the catching tonight, batting from the left side and catching Chase McDermott. Alimo Hernandez, the left-hander, gets the ball tonight for Harrisburg. Not too much on him. He came up and became a starter to fill a spot, a void, if you will, in the Harrisburg rotation, but he's been decent so far in that role. 0-1 record with a 3.86 ERA. He hasn't gone particularly deep into his outings, but he did throw four effective frames, allowing just one run on three hits in his AA debut against Bowie just a few weeks ago. But the guy on the other end going against him tonight, Chase McDermott, has been a story for Bowie in his last few outings. The last time he towed the rubber here at Prince George's Stadium, he was part of some Bay Sox history. Matt Sabatis caught up with him in Akron and got a look at that history, McDermott's thoughts, and what he's looking to build off of. We'll be right back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
All right, back in on Capitol Gold WNAV for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We're sitting down with today's starter, Chase McDermott. And first off, we've just got to walk through what a special day Friday was. Haven't gotten the chance to say it to you on air yet. Congratulations, man. That was a hell of a game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what was the first moment over the course of that day where you were like, okay, something's happening here? Was it when you got brought out or maybe around the fourth, fifth inning? Where was that time?
Yeah, I mean, during the game, I was more focused on making pitches. I was kind of struggling with location a little bit, so I wasn't even really thinking about the other things. It was just kind of that. Yeah. When I came out, I realized I didn't give up a hit, but wasn't really thinking about, like, a no-hitter at that point, just thinking about the game in general. And and then went through the sixth inning. Was watching it in the clubhouse while I was doing some of my post-throw stuff. And then the seventh inning passed, and we still hadn't given up a hit. And then I started to kind of realize it. And, Easton and Hoff deserve a lot of credit because they threw, they were the actual, they performed way better than I did in that game, and they closed it out, which is the hardest part to do. Yeah. So, kudos to them. But, yeah, so I kind of started realizing, the seventh inning that we had a chance to do something special there.
That's some great humility by you, though. I gotta give you credit on that.
I can't say anything else other than that. So,
could you pinpoint maybe what pitch was working best for you over the five innings?
Yeah, for sure the fastball. I was really struggling to land some breaking balls. And I used the fastball to get back into it. And even though the breaking balls weren't landing, I kind of used them to set up the fastball still. So the fastball is definitely the huge key in that game.
Was that the first time you'd ever been part of a no-hitter?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever been part of that. Yeah.
What's it been like? Because that little side story that we didn't really get to touch on too much on the broadcast because the game had progressed so quickly, but pitching against a former college teammate of yours, Kyle Nicholas, you'd thrown against him in Altoona when we visited Altoona. And then again, since your starts lined up again for that start, what was that like?
Yeah, it's great. Kyle and I were in the same class at Ball State and everything, too, so we kind of went through everything together until he left a year earlier than I did. And then he was with the Marlins when he got drafted, so didn't really think there was much chance of playing each other for the most part. And then he got traded, and I got traded, and then, my second or third week, I think second week last year, we played against each other. So, it was cool just to get to have that experience, and I love Kyle. He's a great guy. He's a great pitcher, too, so it's always fun getting to throw against him.
Yeah. It shows the small world of baseball that you get to cross paths with another guy, catch up with him over lunch, maybe downtown, get some crab. How was that?
Yeah, it was great to hang out with him, all that stuff. Before every game, we'd hang out in the outfield and talk for a little bit and just hearing stories and talk about Ball State and how they're doing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it was fun for sure.
How are they doing?
They've been doing pretty solid this year. I think they're third in the MAC tournament. They actually are getting ready to play right now, so I'll try to be checking in with that throughout the game as much as I can. Obviously, can't during the game, but before and after. So, so we'll be following.
As we're here with Chase McDermott on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, what are you looking ahead for Akron, second time you're facing them?
Yeah, like I said, just kind of making sure I'm executing those breaking balls, just throwing to my strengths, trying to find ways to expose some of their weaknesses and find a way to get through the game in a good fashion. So,
How's the rest of the season been going for you overall, maybe outside of the game? Have you been just passing the time in general when you're not setting up to pitch?
Yeah, I think it's just been mostly hanging out with the guys every once in a while, and then got my wife here with our dog, so we're just kind of hanging out. And we're enjoying Annapolis and Bowie, so it's been a great time so far.
I've not seen the dog. What kind of dog you got?
It's a Shih Tzu poodle mix. She's real small,
lovely.
8 pounds. She's 2 years old, so that's as big as she's gonna get. So
probably has a lot of personality though.
Oh, a ton of personality. Big jumper. So we gotta calm that down a little bit. But
can she get all the way up to where you can catch her?
She can jump all the way up to my chest, and she's only 8 pounds, real small, so it's been fun having her around. For sure.
So they're staying with you in Annapolis?
Yeah, they're staying with me in Annapolis. Yeah, it's perfect.
All right, so they've been able to get out and see you pitch just about every single time.
Yeah, she's seen me throw every time, I think, except in Harrisburg. So
that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. Of the Eastern League cities that you've been able to visit, do you have any that have kind of stood out to you that you might have liked a little bit more than others?
I thought Hartford was really cool. I don't go out much down to the downtowns and stuff, but the field, I thought Hartford was really nice. I really like Akron. Erie last year was really nice.
Yeah.
Altoona's cool just because it's got kind of that old feel with
that
roller coaster in right field. So, I like everywhere we've gone. Harrisburg is interesting being on that little island kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I haven't really been to a field where I'm like, oh, I don't want to come back here. So.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it, but I'd say Hartford was probably the coolest one we played at so far.
You big roller coaster guy at all?
I love roller coasters. Me and Povich were trying to get on the roller coaster, but it wasn't open yet. So
I think it opens this Monday, as a matter of fact, Memorial Day.
Too.
I've actually ridden it. I rode it back in 2021. It was okay. My favorite story from that is when I got down on it, the kid behind me said, hey, my seatbelt's broken.
Yeah, it does look a little. That's what we talked about, having to ride it after our starts, just in case we're a little sore, because it does look a little rough. But, for the most part, it looks fun, and we were trying to get on it, but they said it wasn't open yet, so we'll try it the next time.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can set up a time when we get back there in June. Chase, congrats again. Thank you so much for
the
time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Chase McDermott here on the pregame show. We'll step aside. Be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball in Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium.
Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back at Prince George's Stadium on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, the Bay Sox getting set to take on the Senators, second of six this week at Prince George's Stadium. And the Bay Sox looking to stay hot. Bowie's won seven of its last 10 games. And meanwhile, Harrisburg has lost four straight after five straight wins. So an opportunity for the Bay Sox to try to close that gap, dig themselves out of that hole in the Southwest Division. Let's look at the starting lineups. First for the visiting Senators, Robert Hassel leads off and plays right field. The switch hitting JT Arruda, the DH bats second. James Wood out in center field hits third. Donovan Casey, the right-handed bat, first righty in the Senators lineup, bats in the cleanup spot. Then it's Frankie Tostado turning things back around to the left side, the first baseman. Jack Dunn and Leonel Valera at third and shortstop, respectively, two straight right-handers. In the 8-hole, the second baseman, Jackson Clough, the lefty bat, and then Onyx Vega, the right-handed hitting catcher, rounds things out at ninth. To go against the starter, Chase McDermott on the mound for the Bay Sox, and so far on the season, 3-3, a 2.70 ERA, looking to build off his last two stellar starts, the five no-hit innings here at Prince George's Stadium, and then the 5 2/3 he fired before giving up a hit his last time out in Akron. Bay Sox lineup doesn't have too many changes. Esten Kerstad continues to lead off. He'll play left field. Kobe Mayo bats second at third base. Hudson Haskin in the 3-hole playing center field. Cesar Prieto, the cleanup hitter, plays shortstop. John Rhodes out in right field hits fifth. T.T. Bowens, the first baseman, will hit sixth. Dante Williams, the DH, hits seventh. Billy Cook out at second base, bats eighth. The lone change, Randy Florentino, comes in for Tim Susnar at catcher and bats ninth. Alamo Hernandez, the left-hander, gets the ball for Harrisburg. His fourth double-A start, second against the Bay Sox. So far, 0-1 on the season, 3.86 ERA. Bowie will be looking to attack him early. Bay Sox are on the field, and they get set for the second game of this series when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game two of this six-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by the ballpark tonight. Alongside Andre McCarroll, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Bowie, Maryland. And as Chase McDermott warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Harrisburg Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Robert Hassel III, followed by JT Arruda, the DH, batting second. James Wood is in center field batting third. Donovan Casey in left field cleans up. Frankie Tostado is at first base batting fifth. Jack Dunn at third base bats sixth. Leonel Valera is the shortstop batting seventh. Jackson Clough at second base bats eighth. And Onyx Vega is catching and batting ninth. The Senators are the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They're managed by Delino DeShields, assisted by Joel Hanrahan, Tim Doherty, Oscar Salazar as well. The Senators are 22-23 on the season, a four-game losing streak, 9-13 on the road, and currently third in the Southwest Division of the six teams. They are 2.5 games out of first place. Again, that Harrisburg lineup features Hassel, Arruda, Wood, Casey, Tostado, Dunn, Valera, Clough, Vega, all to face off against Chase McDermott on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field. As McDermott wraps up his final warm-up toss on what's a very windless late afternoon here in Bowie with beautiful cloudless skies above, Hassel digs in a .267 average and a .730 OPS in 23 games. Six doubles and a triple, no homers, four runs batted in this season. It'll be righty on lefty to start as McDermott climbs the hill and foots the rubber on the first base side. Third base playing in. With Hassel in the box, McDermott steps back, kicks high, fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball, swung on and missed outside, and we're underway at 6:37 on a 74-degree sunny day here in Bowie, Maryland. Nothing and one on Hassel, next pitch quickly on its way, and another fastball is called for strike to nick the upper outside portion of the zone. It's no balls and two strikes. Plenty of left-handers for McDermott to have to tango with today, as Hassel calls for a quick time. There are four left-handers in the lineup and one switch hitter, while Harrisburg still has two lefties on their bench. The 0-2 pitch on its way to Hassel, and it swung on and missed for strike three. Three pitches to polish off a strikeout to get it going. Let's tell you about the Bowie defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Heston Kerstad, Hudson Haskin, John Rhodes, Kobe Mayo is at third, Cesar Pareto at short, Billy Cook at second, T.T. Bowens at first, and Randy Florentino catches behind the plate for Chase McDermott on the mound. Here's the designated hitter, JT Arruda. First pitch is a slider that misses down and in. Count starts out at 1-0. 2.03 average for Arruda, a .595 OPS on the season. Four doubles and a triple, one homer. Next pitch, swung on and missed. And the count goes even at one ball and one strike. Here's the next, and a curveball is lifted into left field, but on a line to Heston Kerstad. He waits and backs up and makes a little bit of a hop step to pull it down, quickly two away. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Evan Johnson over at third base. Joseph Belangia is at first, and Kevin Manzik is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. And now James Wood to bat, third game for him. Called up from High A Wilmington just ahead of Sunday's series finale for Harrisburg and Reading. First pitch, and it's called a strike. Count starts out at nothing and one. 1-for-8, Wood. OPS of .250 with no extra base hits or RBI. Two strikeouts, so one misses down, and it's one ball and one strike.
Tell you more about Chase McDermott in just a little bit as the Bay Sox look to pick up their second consecutive win, a 3-2 win last night to open things up strong. The 1-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Off speed, misses too far down and in, and the count goes to 3-1 on Wood. Too far inside, ball four, so a two-out walk.
Batting fourth, the left fielder number 13, Donovan Casey.
And now Donovan Casey will bat. 190 average, a 531 OPS. Walks were a bit of an issue for Chase McDermott over the last couple of days. Walked six batters in his last appearance for the Bay Sox when he was on the road up in Akron. Here's the right-hander, Casey. First pitch in, and he watches off-speed miss high. Count starts out at 1-0. A 190 average for Casey and a 531 OPS in 21 games. Two doubles, no triple, one homer. Seven runs batted in. Runner at first, two away. As the 1-0 pitch comes home, and it's an off-speed. Called for strike on the outside half of the plate. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. That was the first pitch ball for McDermott before evening it up here on Casey. Small leadoff of first for Wood. Next pitch, another off-speed. Slider misses too far outside. Count goes to 2-1. It's going to be another quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium. That's what the early vibe seems to be. As the Bay Sox want to look for two in a row. We're scoreless here in the top of the first. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Off speed high, and the count goes even at 2-2. McDermott pitching to Florentino behind the dish for the first time in a little bit. Last two starts have been with Tim Susnara catching. That Susnara caught yesterday. He'd caught a couple of days in Akron, so you get Florentino catching again today. With the 2-2 on its way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball down and away. And a runner stranded at first. Bottom of the first coming up. Harrisburg nothing. Bowie set to bat on Capital Gold WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
Well, Chase McDermott able to work a scoreless first inning thanks to a couple of strikeouts. And as we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium, alongside Andre Magero, Matt Sabatis, and Alemão Hernández warms on the mound for the Harrisburg Senators. The starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in left field, you've got Heston Kerstad, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base batting second. Hudson Haskin is in center field batting third. Cesar Prieto, the shortstop, cleans up. John Rhodes is in right field batting fifth. T.T. Bowens at first base bats sixth. Dante Williams is a designated hitter, batting seventh. Billy Cook at second base, bats eighth. Randy Florentino catches, and bats ninth. Bay Sox, the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore. 17-27 on the season. One game winning streak, and sixth in the six-team Southwest Division. Seven games out of first place. Again, their lineup, Kerstad, Mayo, Haskin, Prieto, Rhodes, Williams, Cook, Florentino, all to face off against Alemão Hernández on the mound. Left-hander Kerstad will get it going for the Bay Sox with a lefty-on-lefty match to start. First pitch in, and Kerstad smokes it into deep center field. Wood running back, but he's got a good beat with a curl. He'll be called off by the left fielder, Donovan Casey, and Casey is the one to make the catch, as he and Wood came within inches of each other. One pitch, one out. Let's tell you about the defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Donovan Casey, James Wood, and Robert Hassel. Jack Dunn is at third base. Leonel Valera is at shortstop. Jackson Clough at second, Frankie Tostado at first, and Onyx Vega is the catcher behind the plate for Alimo Hernandez on the mound. As Kobe Mayo steps into the box, first pitch into the right-hander, and it misses down. Count starts out at 1-0. 277 average for Mayo, and 915 OPS in 43 games. 15 doubles and a triple, 7 homers, 23 runs batted in. A scoreless game here in the bottom of the first. A two-out walk drawn by Harrisburg. The Bay Sox able to work quickly around that. And a lot of time called for, I guess, some excess dirt around home plate there. Yeah, there was a point where Kyle Moore and I were having a conversation. I think it was last year in Reading. The 1-0 is a curveball called for strike on the inside half of the plate, 1-1. He was telling me how he used to work in his time in high school, I want to say. The 1-1 misses outside, 2 balls and 1 strike, as we sit scoreless here in the bottom of the first. And he was an intern with AA Montgomery doing some of the groundwork, and he said he was pretty much tasked strictly with working on the dirt around the batter's boxes and home plate. As the 2-2 was swung on and missed down, a curveball count. Actually, the 2-1 goes to 2-2 after that swing and miss. And time called. Mayo asking for it. Here's the next. And Mayo swings and misses on a low curve for strike three. Hernandez picks up his first strikeout. There's two away here in the bottom of the first. And Hudson Haskin will bat. Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys today. White pants and the white cap. Jersey has the black shoulder stripe and the black block buoy on the front side. Senators in their alternate reds. First pitch into Haskin. Misses a bit down. Here's the 1-0, and he punches it off the mound into center field for a base hit. First hit for Haskin since rejoining the Bay Sox, second time that he's on base. And a two-out base runner for Bowie here in the bottom of the first inning for Cesar Prieto to try and do something with. .353 average for Prieto, and .891 OPS. 9 doubles and a triple, 42 games played, 4 homers. Still only 17 runs batted in. He's been the guy getting on base. First pitch. He's called a strike in the lower outside corner. Now, I find this a bit humorous. I've got the monitor for our MILB.TV stream, if you're watching there, as the next pitch is punched over to the second baseman. 2 bounces where it's picked by Clough, and a rainbow toss to first. We'll get there in time. Just a quick story how Leonel Valera's sunglasses are causing glare onto the center field camera. That far away, it's whatever. On to the second, a scoreless game on Capital Gold WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's 90s night on Friday, June 2nd. The first 750 fans get a free Bay Sox fanny pack. Feel the force within you on Saturday with Star Wars night featuring post-game fireworks. And our big hitter bobblehead on Sunday, Gunnar Henderson, for the first 750 fans. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Once again, welcome into Prince George's Stadium. Always nice for you to join us for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball as we sit scoreless. Frankie Tostado will lead off with Chase McDermott back to work for Bowie. Needed 16 pitches for a scoreless first. Had to dance around a two-out walk. But he'll deal with the left-hander Tostado now as McDermott steps back, kicks high, fires the first pitch in. It's a fastball too far down and inside, and it's 1-0 to start. After Tostado, it'll be Jack Dunn and Leonel Valera to bat. 236 average for Tostado, 752 OPS, the 1-0. And he swings and misses on a curveball, one ball and one strike. Three doubles, no triples, six homers, 27 runs batted in. As the 1-1 is too far outside, and the fastball count goes to two balls and one strike. But another quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium. With the 2-1 pitch on its way. Called strike to nail the upper outside corner. Count goes even at two. Let's wait until we get through the second inning before we can start talking about Chase McDermott again. As the 2-2 is too far up and away, count runs full. Because his last two starts for the Bay Sox were so phenomenal that it could be a little interesting the way this one goes. The 3-2 is grounded over to second. On the shortstop side, backhanded by Prieto. He loses it off the glove for a moment, but is able to upright and throw it back over to first base in time. It was a relatively hard-hit ball, and that actually gave Prieto more time to work with on that 6-3 putout. And now Jack Dunn will bat. .295 average for Dunn, and the first pitch to him is a curveball. Swung on and missed outside. It's nothing in one. .864 OPS in 23 games. Here's the next. Off speed, just misses down and away. Almost caught the edge, but it runs the count to a ball and a strike. Dunn has two homers this season, but he's gone 0 for 10 against the Bay Sox this year. 1-1. And a fastball is too far up and inside. Count goes to 2-1. The zone hasn't entirely been Chase McDermott's friend over the last couple of weeks. Started when he faced off against this Harrisburg team. 2-1, swing and a miss. High wave on an off speed. Dunn realized halfway through that he didn't really have a chance at it. Yeah, McDermott walked four batters on the 13th, his only appearance at City Island. 2-2. Curveball. Oh, that one looked like it probably could have gotten at the knees. McDermott thought it would have as well, but it runs the count full, so back-to-back full counts. Dunn 3-for-9 on full counts this season. Payoff, knuckled in the air, foul ground, Florentino with the mask on, still makes the catch. Probably only got about 15 feet up. Very, very easy to read as it just kind of hovered. And there's two away. But McDermott has walked 14 total batters over his last 14 and two-thirds innings. Usually want that to be your strikeout ratio, your strikeouts per nine. First pitch to Leonel Valera, misses too far outside off speed, and the count starts out at 1-0. .218 average for Valera, a .590 OPS in 34 games. Four doubles and a triple, two homers, 14 ribby. Next pitch. And he watches fastball called for strike on the inside half, 1-1. Still a windless day here at Prince George's Stadium. Not really much of an issue. 1-1 pitch. Misses down, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. As we sit scoreless here into the top of the second inning, the Bay Sox picking up a 3-2 win last night after taking 4-of-6 in Akron. Wasn't as successful of a road trip for them when they visited Harrisburg, though. The 2-1. Called a strike on the outside half of the plate. Be the slider there from McDermott. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Bowie only took 1-of-6 in Harrisburg. Here's a drive into deep center field. Haskin jogging back. Looks to have a track the entire way. And it's a perfect second inning for Chase McDermott as Haskin pulls it in. We're on to the bottom of the frame. Scoreless in Bowie on Capital Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Second here in Bowie, still a scoreless game. Both pitchers working quick so far. Chase McDermott getting a 3-up, 3-down second. Alamo Hernandez did give up a single in the first, but only needed 10 pitches to get it done. Well, stranding a runner at first, John Rhodes will bat now. 229 average and a 689 OPS in 31 games. Six doubles, a triple, two homers, 20 runs batted in. It'll be Rhodes, then T.T. Bowens and Dante Williams. First pitch in Rhodes, swings and misses at an off-speed. Count starts out at nothing and one. Hernandez, interesting comeback for him. Native of Guadalajara, Mexico, only 23 years old, but he was out of the sport for a little bit. I shouldn't say entirely out of the sport, but out of affiliated ball for a spell. As the next pitch misses down, it's one ball and one strike. 1-1, swing and a miss, off speed, down and away, it's 1-2. He last pitched in 2019 as a member of the Dodgers organization and was only with rookie ball before pitching in Mexico for a couple of seasons. 1-2, too far inside. Curveball runs the count even at 2. Then he was in the bullpen with Washington's high A affiliate Harrisburg earlier this year when he had been signed as a minor league free agent and then jumped up to the Senators to fill a rotation spot following an injury. 2-2 pitch to Rhodes. Breaking ball too far down and away, and it runs the count full. Rhodes in the season, 2-for-11 on full counts, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. But the Bay Sox were his first double-A opponent, and he pitched fine. Considering the task, 3-2, Rhodes flinches on an inside curveball. They'll ask for appeal, and then he's taken out on that one. First base umpire is the one that rung him up, and if you're Onyx Vega, you have to ask for that appeal. Rhodes definitely moved his wrist pretty far. That's the second strikeout for Alamo Hernandez and the first out here in the second inning. Here's T.T. Bowens, 341 average and a 1067 OPS, first pitch. And he knuckles it to the right side, a bouncing ball into right field for a base hit. Bowens just wants to keep it going. 3 hits this series. He's got hits in 4 of his last 5. Second hit of the day for the Bay Sox, and now Dante Williams will bat while Bowen stands at first base. .155 average for Williams, a .569 OPS in 35 games, first pitch home, and he fouls it off of home plate. Might have gotten his foot, too. Count starts out at nothing and one. Williams went 1-for-3 yesterday. A little bit about Hernandez. 3 games, all starts in his brief double-A career. And 23-year-old from Guadalajara. 5'8", 187 pounds. 3.86 ERA. Fine numbers in his short innings. 14 of them with 10 strikeouts, 6 walks. 0-1. Williams takes a swing and a miss at an off-speed. Curveball found its way into the zone a little bit high, and the count goes to nothing at two. And Williams calls for a brief time. But again, scoreless here in the bottom of the second as Bowie was able to put up a 2-0 lead yesterday. Squandered that lead for a brief spell, but then took it back in the fifth and eventually won 3-2. 0-2 pitch. Williams watches it miss outside. That's where the setup was the entire time from Vega, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. I'm interested to see, did T.T. Bowens really have a big stolen base caliber last season? Because he's not attempted one with the Bay Sox this year. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed high for strike three. Williams goes chasing on a fastball, and that's three strikeouts for Elimo Hernandez. Now Billy Cook will bat. No, not really. Bowens only stole three bases in 106 games last season. As Cook will bat here. .209 average for Cook, a .651 OPS in 39 games. First pitch in, and Cook watches the curveball. Called for strike in the upper outside corner. Count starts out at nothing and one. I got to say, the curveball so far for Hernandez does look very good.
His location's been great. He's just such a contrast from Chase McDermott on the other end. His fastball really only maxes out around 87, 88.
That's what we'd heard going into his debut as Cook grounds one to short. It'll take the short route as Valera grabs and scoops to Clough at second, forcing out Bowens. So a one-out single, and the Bay Sox don't get much from it. We're on to the third, a scoreless game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
On to the third here at Prince George's Stadium. Fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday. That's tomorrow, in case you weren't aware. Live music and drink specials every home Thursday from 5 to 6:30, sponsored by Bud Light. Scoreless game, and the first pitch to Jackson Clough is skied foul left side out of play. Count opens up at nothing and one here. 8-9-1 in the Harrisburg lineup to bat with a lefty Clough, then Onyx Vega and Robert Hassel. A one pitch. And a breaking ball lofted into left field. Kerstad, one step backwards, maybe? He had uprighted. I thought he just, I've never seen such a casual catch.
He is right on the cusp of the sunlight and the shadow. I wasn't so sure he just lost it because
I was worried about that at first, but I didn't want to knock him on it is the thing. But yeah, it was right to him. Fly out to left. Why not? Here's Onyx Vega. First pitch in, and the right-hander watches slider miss down and away, 1-0 to start. 3-for-8, Vega. This is just his third game. No extra base hits, one run batted in, no strikeouts, one walk, 1-0. Called strike as an off-speed hits the inside half of the zone, one ball and one strike. Heck of a name, Onyx Vega, gotta say. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, nicked foul, into the mid of the catcher on a slider outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. I made this joke pregame, and I'm darn sure going to bring it up probably at least once or twice a game. 1-2 is grounded up the third baseline, but just foul. Mayo will still backhand it just for the practice. Onyx Vega, though, sounds like something that's either in Pokemon or Dragon Ball. 1-2. Off-speed misses high, and the count goes even at 2. And I assume growing up, he probably heard the exact same jokes all the time. Base is empty. One away here in the top of the third. As McDermott shakes off a couple from Florentino, but now turns and fires. Swing and a miss for strike 3. McDermott had the right call. His third strikeout. On one trip through the order, he's faced one over the minimum. So McDermott is coming off two of the best starts we've seen in terms of, I'd say efficient outs recorded is a good way to quantify it. Last week against Akron, as the first pitch to Robert Hassel is in the zone. Off speed, called for strike on the upper outside corner of the curve. Nothing in one. He fired 5 2/3 hitless innings before finally giving up a base hit. It had been his first hit in over 10 innings. The 0-1 misses high, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. But again, mixed within all of that was 10 walks. Today, he's on a much better run. 3 strikeouts against just 1 walk. 1-1 pitch. Curveball too far outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassel struck out swinging on exactly 3 pitches in the first inning. It's very important that this second trip through the order goes smoothly for McDermott. 2-1. Fastball misses well up and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. So let's go back to his Akron start, shall we? He had walked 4 batters on his first trip through the order. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside. Count runs full. Hassel, 235 on full counts. Walks about 40% of the time. But yeah, 4 walks and 4 strikeouts on his first trip through the order. Much different today. 3-2. Breaking ball. Into the net. Foul. Count stays full. But McDermott, so far on the pace of maybe doing something similar. But much too early to really give it some mind. As another payoff, misses high, and it's the second walk given up by Chase McDermott today. Both of them have come with 2 outs. Last one, James Wood in the first, got stranded after a quick strikeout. And now JT Arruda will bat.
So I found that interesting there. He threw a lot of breaking balls early in that count to Hassel, and that was the pitch that he'd really been struggling to hit the zone with throughout his last 2 outings. But now second time through the order, he's starting to lean on it a little bit more.
First pitch to Arruda is swung on and missed. Fastball outside, it's nothing and one. Arruda lined out to left field his first time up. McDermott walked 4 batters in the no-hitter. 5 hitless innings, of course, but he struck out fewer batters. As the 0-1 offering is way too far outside, Florentino had to retrieve it from the other batter's box. Count goes even at 1. And McDermott walked 4 batters, but only struck out 4. A lot of weak contact, a lot of contact in the infield. Across 5 innings, there were only 3 batted balls out of the infield. Runner goes, 1-1, down and away. Throw to second is way too high, and Cesar Pareto had to go a little bit north to make sure it didn't get past him. Hassel picks up his first stolen base of the season. He had been caught in the 3 previous attempts. But Harrisburg might get a chance to run a bit wild on Randy Florentino. He's now allowed 20 stolen bases in 23 total attempts. 2-1 to Arruda, pitch home, and an off-speed is called for strike. McDermott is going to try and take matters into his own hands here. Runner at second, 2 away, 2-2, too far outside. And this is going to hurt McDermott's outing. It already is. The full counts that he's been working up to. Hit 2 full counts in the second inning. This is the second consecutive full count that he's hit here. He's already up to 54 pitches. As another payoff is fouled into the netting. Still on the left side. Count stays. Arruda, a 125 average on full counts. Strikes out just a shade more than he walks. Walks a little bit over a third of the time. Very windless afternoon here at the ballpark. Another payoff pitch. Too far up and away. That's really going to put a damper on McDermott's ability to get deeper into this contest with back-to-back full count, two-out walks. Got to hope for a quick first-pitch ground ball here, something of that nature to James Wood. But it is going to lead to a mound visit from the battery mate, Randy Florentino. Let's go ahead and walk you through some of the other scores in the Eastern League while we've got a brief moment. A couple of games got going before we did. There were two day games on the docket as well. Somerset hosting Portland, Patriots winning that one 4-2. And New Hampshire hosting Reading, a 6-2 win there thanks to a four-run eighth inning. Reading actually didn't even get on the board until the ninth inning, so it was pretty much locked in. Akron had a five-run first against Hartford. They just got done with a second inning. It's still 5-0, and Altoona is leading Binghamton 1-0. Erie and Richmond are tied at 1 in the third. But we're scoreless here in the third at Prince George's Stadium, and now Wood will step in, first pitch, and the left-hander watches it miss way up and away. One ball and no strikes to start. McDermott at 56 pitches, only 29 of them have found the strike zone. Coming up a little close to only a 50% strike rate. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, fastball inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Wood walked on a 3-1 pitch back in the first inning, but that came with two outs, so he didn't go anywhere. Well, we've got consecutive walks with two outs here. Harrisburg has a runner in scoring position. Of course, that was on the stolen base, but still, 1-1. Breaking ball misses down, two balls and one strike. When McDermott got to Bowie in 2022, he had only made, I think it was just two starts with Aberdeen after being traded over from Houston in the Mancini deal. Yeah, it was two starts. Next pitch, high bouncer to second, backing up on it to take it from the second hop. Cook grabs, throws to first, and T.T. Bowens drops it. Everyone is safe. Bases are loaded. Got to be an E1 on that. And Donovan Casey will get a chance to bat here with everyone aboard. I said E1, E3. I think I'm always going to have that little bad quirk in my mind, is that while baseball scoring has the first baseman as three in scoring, you just think of first and one either way. When to get back to what I was saying, as there's going to be a mound visit with the pitching coach. When McDermott got to Bowie, he had only made two starts with High A Aberdeen, and they weren't necessarily long. Two starts, five innings total. He had struck out 10 and walked only one, so he clearly deserved the promotion. But when he got to Bowie, you could tell right away that he was having a tough time working around batters and their patience. Because a lot of times at AA, people will say, well, batters are more selective and pitchers are better at throwing their off-speed stuff in the zone for strikes. While at the lower levels, you throw your off-speed stuff out of the zone, guys will just swing and miss at it a lot of times. That didn't happen with McDermott. He walked 20 batters in just 26 innings with Bowie. As we've got time called, did McDermott commit a pitch clock violation or did the batter? Home plate umpire not making a signal in either regard. I guess they were just waiting for Casey to get in. Either way, Casey struck out to end the first inning. He's 0 for 2 with the bases loaded this season. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss. Slider down and away, and the count starts out at nothing and one. But a scoreless game here in the top of the third. McDermott has struck out one batter with the bases loaded. Opponents have a 250 average against him. 0-1. Way too far outside. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. One. Half swing, he went. I call him more of a 75% swing, as Casey really tried to hold up after he had already pretty much gotten through the zone. And it runs the count to a ball and two strikes now. McDermott still with a chance to put together a scoreless frame, even though his pitch count is in the 60s. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider into the other batter's box, and McDermott escapes the jam. After two quick outs, the base is loaded, but McDermott's got four punch outs, and we're on to the bottom of the third. A scoreless game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, Randy Florentino gets it going for the Bay Sox. Number 9 batter in the bottom of the third. First pitch, and he bounces it foul. First base side, nothing and one to start. With Florentino and Heston Kerstad and Kobe Mayo, the Bay Sox will try and open up the scoring in this one as they've got two hits. Harrisburg has none. Alimo Hernandez still working on the mound. The 0-1 fouled off again, this time the other way. Into the netting left side, and the count nothing at 2. Florentino, a 104 average, a 353 OPS in 18 games. One double, no triples, no homers, two runs batted in. As the 0-2 pitch is fouled off again, this time over the netting left side. Florentino is just hitting it all around the ballpark behind home plate as we wait for the next 0-2. Hernandez, after his start against Bowie, remember only 4 innings. He's thrown consecutive 5-inning outings. And they've both been fine, as the next offering is grounded deep in the hole to second and through for a base hit. Clough gave it a dive, but it's past him, and Florentino is on the board.
The left fielder number 2, Heston Kerstad.
He's got hits in back-to-back games after a 3-hit performance last week in Akron. And Bowie's got one hit at least in all 3 of their innings. Heston Kerstad will try to add on to the hit total. Maybe bring a runner in. Kerstad flew out to left field on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. First pitch here. And he watches a called strike. Hit the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one to start. Yeah, Hernandez threw 5 innings in Reading last week. Took a no decision, I should say, since Harrisburg had to come from behind late. 0-1, and a swing and a miss on an inside changeup. Count goes to nothing at 2. I talked about it yesterday. That was a funky series between the Senators and the Fightins. Saw different late-inning comebacks from both sides. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Slow chopper, and Florentino has to play dodgeball with it. He does just enough that Jackson Clough can only go to second base fielding the grounder. So that'll be a 4-6 putout as Clough went to Valera. Kerstad able to replace Florentino at first base from the choice. That was a long sidearm, too, by Clough. Had to go pretty much halfway across the baseline with a sidearm toss to get that accurately. My goodness. Kobe Mayo to bat now with runner at first, now 1-0. He struck out swinging on a 2-2 back in the first inning. Hernandez looks over at first base with a pickoff throw. I don't think Frankie Tosato saw that ball entirely with the setting sun. It came in his eyes a little bit as Kerstad slid in safely, but Tosato looked to be cowering away from the ball while catching it and shielding his eyes. I get that. That'd actually be a little scary. Now the first pitch to Mayo, and it misses up and away, 1-0 to start. With the sun that sets out past the left field corner here, It does pretty much fall directly into the eyes of the first baseman if he's looking over to the starting pitcher. The way the shadows stretch across the infield, the starting pitcher is practically moving to first base as if it's 3 o'clock. 1-0 pitch misses down to Mayo. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. We had a very lovely night last night. A couple of small rolling clouds that the setting sun just accented on its way down with a very bright orange tint. Beautiful for the few minutes it was up. 2-0 pitch. Mayo watches breaking ball miss down and inside. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Now, the Bay Sox had a right-hander warming in their bullpen in the third inning while McDermott was running into a bit of a bind with 2 outs. Of course, the error didn't help. But fortunately, they've sat that reliever down, and McDermott can hopefully go through the fourth, maybe even the fifth. 3-0. Curveball called for strike on the outside half of the plate. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. But McDermott is north of 60 pitches. So he would really need a fast fourth to be able to try and get into the fifth. 3-1. Mayo clobbers a curveball into left field. A base hit down the line and into the corner. Kerstad around second base. It's barehanded and left by Casey. And the throw will go to third where Kerstad stops. Mayo into second with a double. Another one for him. What do you even call him? Kobe Two-Baggers here? That's his 16th double. He's now leading the league in that category. He had another one yesterday that drove in a run, and it puts them at second and third for Hudson Haskin. I'm not clever enough to come up with nicknames like that.
You don't like my nickname that I came up with on the game notes today? The Clutch Condiment?
Oh, yeah. No, I hated you for that. I told you I hated you for that, Andre. Oh, goodness. I don't think Kobe's a big fan of that either. Because I assumed he'd be fine being called that in the clubhouse or something. But no, I never hear anything like that. Here's Hudson Haskin, first pitch. And the right-hander launches a curveball for called strike at the knees. Count starts out at nothing and one. Haskin single up the middle that had skipped off of the pitcher's mound back in the first inning. And they've got a similar gap to the left side of second base while first base is playing in the baseline. Not expecting Haskin to go the opposite way, I suppose. Oh, one pitch. And he watches it miss just under the knees. Count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the third. The Bay Sox have been a good team this season in the third inning specifically. Oh, wait, never mind. I was thinking the fourth inning. Here's the 1-1. And Haskin watches it miss too far inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. The Bay Sox have actually only scored 15 runs in the third inning. That is their fewest in any inning except the ninth. And the ninth you can sometimes ignore because of wins at home, so you don't play a ninth inning at home. But only 15 runs for the Bay Sox. It has their second worst run differential. 2-1, and Haskin grounds it foul up the third base side. Count goes even at 2. Still only one out. And since the middle infield isn't playing back, I guess they are fine with going to first base for one out in exchange for a run. Because if that's hit well enough up the middle that the second baseman has to make a tough play on it, Kerstad can easily score. 2-2. And Haskin grounds it to third, and it's picked in foul ground. Third base umpire, quick on the call with that one, as Jack Dunn had come in sprinting. It was a bit of a tango there for Heston Kerstad, too, to try and make sure that he could get back to the bag without either running into the ball or running into Dunn's glove when it had the ball. But Haskin was booking it up the line, so he's going to have to head back slowly. He uses this opportunity to adjust his batting gloves and the like. And now he'll get back in the box. Another 2-2 set to come. This will be the sixth pitch of the plate appearance. The delivery is too far outside. Run the count full. Haskin didn't see a full count yesterday in his first game back with Bowie. Again, he went 0-3, but did get hit by a pitch and steal a base. Scoreless in the bottom of the third. Bay Sox trying to strike first. And time called. Vega and Hernandez maybe not on the same page. Oh, the sun really starting to set its way down past left field. Shadows creeping across the batter's circle. It's one of those funky times of the day where the bottom half of Hudson Haskin is shaded. The top half is in sunlight. Obviously, he's a right-hander. It doesn't really matter to him. The sun's on his back. Kerstad over at third base is crossing in and out of the shade as he navigates up and down the baseline. And the payoff pitch into Haskin is swung on and missed for strike three. Curveball inside from Hernandez, his fourth strikeout. Critical second out here in the third inning. And now Cesar Prieto will try and make something of the two-on, one-out scenario. Prieto grounded out to second on the first pitch he saw back in the first. First pitch here, and Prieto lifted in the air to left. Casey jogging back on it. As he crosses into the shade, he makes the catch. The Bay Sox put two in a scoring position with only one out, and they come up empty. We're on to the fourth. Andre is the play-by-play next on Capital Gold WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Still scoreless in the top of the fourth from Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trying to win two on the bounce to open up their series with the Harrisburg Senators. And Chase McDermott on the bump. Another strong start for the right-hander. He's set to face 5-6-7 in the Harrisburg lineup that starts with the left-handed hitting first baseman Frankie Tostado. Left-handed back gets set to step in 0-for-1 today with a ground out to the shortstop his first time up. Right-hander McDermott delivers out of the windup. First pitch. He's inside, nearly hits Tostado, lifts his arms out of the way, backs out of the lefty box as the off-speed misses well inside and starts him out at 1-0. And that control has been the challenge for McDermott. His 1-0 pitch is swung on, grounded foul, just behind Tostado to the right of home. Counts now even at a ball and a strike. McDermott just fired his 65th pitch of the night here to start off the top half of the fourth inning. Only 35 of them have been strikes. 1-1 pitch. Tostado knuckles it the other way, left side of the infield. Mayo, the third baseman, ranges over, takes his time to set his feet and deliver a strong throw across, fielding out to his left. Tostado retired 5-3 for the first down of the fourth inning. One out on the bases empty here as Jack Dunn comes to the plate. But that's been the lone blemish for McDermott, who, again, has been very effective through his last two-plus starts now for the Bay Sox. First pitch to Dunn, misses low and away. Another first pitch ball that's 1-0. Dunn's 0-for-1 today. He popped out in foul territory to the catcher, Randy Florentino, his first time up. Righty-on-righty matchup, the 1-0. Fastball sails high, two balls and no strikes. McDermott working with pace at 2-0. Just misses inside the fastball that time. Florentino couldn't get the squeeze behind home plate. Counts now 3 balls and no strikes here to Dunn. That's been the kryptonite for McDermott. The walk numbers are up. He has 3 of them tonight. That's 17 in his last 17 and 2/3. And the 3-0 misses upstairs for ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk is now the 4th of the night for McDermott. One out base runner here for Harrisburg in the 4th of a scoreless game. The blemish on McDermott has been, even when he's been getting outs, it's been in deeper counts. That was his 6th 3-ball count of the night. 16th batter face. Here's Leonel Valera. Right-handed hitting shortstops, 0-for-1 today. First pitch is low again. The off-speed blocked by Florentino out of his crouch. The count starts out at 1-0 as McDermott couldn't get the slider across the zone. Valera threw out the center field his first time up. Aggressive lead off of first base for Dunn towards the edge of the cutout at first. Harrisburg has shown no reluctancy to trying to run the base paths against Randy Florentino. Stays put as the 1-0 is fired in. A called strike on a center cut fastball. Evens the count at 1-1 here to Valera. And despite Chase McDermott, of course, firing those 5 no-hit innings here at Prince George's Stadium a couple weeks ago against Altoona, and then the 5 2/3 before allowing a hit against Akron as he pulls off a fastball outside, Valera takes counts now 2-1. It's been about avoiding those 3-ball counts, and he walked 4 in Harrisburg in his earlier start this season against the Senators. At 8 of the 19 batters he faced, and countered a 3-ball count. Runner goes here as the next pitch is swung on, golfed into shallow center field. Haskin running in. It's going to drop in front of him in left center for a base hit. It was stop and start over towards the second base bag, but up to third on the play is done. Throw back to first is not in time. So Dunn took off on the pitch. The ball fell in when he was at second base. He immediately then took off for third. Haskin fielded it on a hop, threw it into the third baseman, Mayo. Dunn slid in safely. Valera then took a wide turnaround first, thinking maybe he could take off for second. And Mayo, alert to it, threw back to the first baseman, Bowens. But he couldn't get the tag down quickly enough. So Valera's back in safely off that single. They're at the corners here for Harrisburg with one down. Wild play, and the first hit of the night for the Senators is a bloop single for Leonel Valera. First pitch to Jackson Clough is wild, waving a miss. Starts him out at 0-1 on an elevated fastball. Well, now it turns a little bit here. Harrisburg left the bases loaded in the third inning. McDermott was able to get a big strikeout to get out of that jam, but here they are threatening again. A 1-pitch. All speed low and away. Good block, Florentino on the slider that time. The count's even at a ball and a strike here to Jackson Clough. It was the first hit, again, given up by McDermott in this outing. He's only allowed 2 hits in his last 3 outings coming into this inning. 1-1 pitch. Runner from first breaks. It's swung on and fouled in between the wickets of Florentino to the backstop. Big looping curveball that Clough got a piece of, and that's going to force Valera to retreat back to first base. So they stay at the corners with 1 out in a scoreless game and a 1-2 count here to Jackson Clough, who's 0-for-1 today with a fly ball to left field. Fly out of similar nature here. Good plate the first run of the game. Dunn's got decent speed over at third base. Bowie middle infield looking to maybe turn two. 1-2 pitch to Jackson Clough. Check swing at an off-speed low in the zone. Florentino keeps it in front of him. Clough was able to keep the bat head back. And the count goes to 2-2. Clough, 2-17 hitter this season with runners in scoring position. 5-for-23 overall. McDermott stares in, gets the sign. Couple of head nods. Runner from first goes. The 2-2 is slashed foul. Center cut fastball off to the left side, and the count stays. McDermott, when he pitched against the Senators in Harrisburg in the Saturday affair of that 6-game set, only allowed 2 earned runs on 4 hits. Came on a 2-run home run to the man at the plate, Jackson Clough. 2-2. Fastball high. Florentino out of his crouch to snare it, and the count rides full. So another full count here for McDermott. It's his 6th of the evening, and just like that, more action going in the Bay Sox bullpen. Big payoff here with runners on the corners and 1 out. A spin throw back to first. And safely with a head first dive is Valera. Valera's already broke twice. You'd have to assume looking to potentially get a head start here on the pitch. The left-hander Easton Lucas currently getting loose down the right field line for Bowie. 3-2, runner from first does go, and the pitch from Clough is driven out into shallow right field. Rhodes starts back, now comes in, makes a catch in the alleyway. Runner from third tags, here's the throw in, on one hop, Fortino tagged down, not in time. Dunn able to slide in safely to the back of home plate. Valera stays put at first base. It's an RBI sac fly for Jackson Clough. Rhodes had a strong throw in, but Dunn was just able to beat it out and sneak in that left hand. RBI for Clough makes it 1-0 Harrisburg. For Clough, that's RBI number 12 on the season. Second sacrifice fly, and it brings up the nine-hole man, Onyx Vega. Two outs and a runner on first. The right-handed bat takes a called ball outside. The fastball starts him out at 1-0. Vega's 0-for-1 today, swinging strikeout his first time up. One of four punch-outs for McDermott. His pitch count continues to climb. Peer in and a spin throw back to first. Back with a head-first dive safely is Valera. Valera certainly poses a threat on the base pass. He's 4-for-6 swiping bags. And Harrisburg, again, has shown the tendency to run on Randy Florentino. Next pitch is tight, in for a ball. Snap throw back down to first after a bluff steal from Valera. He's back standing. Pitch was inside on Vega, who backed out of the righty box. And the count's 2-0. McDermott peers in, 2-0. Breaking ball, hammered foul right side onto the concourse. Count goes to 2-1. McDermott up to 82 pitches. Got a feel. This lineup turns back over for Harrisburg. That could be it for his evening. 2-1 pitch. Vega takes low on the curveball. Now 3-1. Top of the lineup, Robert Hassel waits on deck. Already one across in the frame for the Senators. Bowie trails 1-0 here, top half of the fourth. 3-1 pitch. Fastball inside. Ball four. Walk for Vega. That's the fifth for McDermott tonight. We'll watch the top step of that Bay Sox dugout and see if McDermott gets another shot at Hassel here. No sign of Kyle Moore. And it looks like the right-hander is going to get a shot here to get out of the frame. So Valera up to second. Now here comes Kyle Moore. He took time before the batter had stepped into the box, but now he's out. We haven't seen the point yet. But you do have a lefty getting loose in Lucas. So he could be making the move here. We're still waiting for the point. There it is. Chase McDermott's day is done after 3 2/3. One across in the frame for Harrisburg. They lead 1-0. Easton Lucas on to try to limit the damage. We'll give you more on the left-hander when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Top half of the fourth inning here from Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox trail 1-0. Harrisburg has two on here with two outs, and Bowie is into its bullpen. 3 2/3 from Chase McDermott tonight. His line is still open as the left-hander on for the Bay Sox. It's Easton Lucas, 6'4", 180-pound, 26-year-old out of Thousand Oaks, California, originally a 2019 selection of the Miami Marlins in the 14th round out of Pepperdine, and then traded over to the Bay Sox and 2019 as well. But Lucas has been one of those stout relievers, those short relievers in the Bay Sox pen. 1-0 on the season. This is his 10th appearance. A 1.84 ERA. Through his first nine appearances, pitched 14 and two-thirds innings, allowed three earned runs on nine hits. Four walks, 21 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting just 176 against him. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup at the top of Harrisburg's lineup coming to the dish. Robert Hassel. Runner on second and first in the first pitch to Hassel. Fastball that misses just low starts him out at one ball and no strikes. Hassel is 0-for-1 today. He struck out and walked against Chase McDermott. Lucas, the lefty, peers in. Valera off of second, Vega off of first. Next pitch is hit on one hop out to the shortstop. Prieto rushes to the second base bag, realizes he's not going to beat the runner there, so then throws on the brakes and throws the first in time to nab Hassel by a step. Caught in between two minds, Cesar Prieto, but he gets the end man, and Lucas gets out of it. One across for Harrisburg in the frame. Bowie trails 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Another beautiful day at the ballpark here at Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox trail 1-0 to the Harrisburg Senators. We've reached the bottom half of the fourth inning. 5-6-7 scheduled hit in the Bay Sox lineup against Harrisburg's left-handed starter, Alimo Hernandez. Second time facing this Bowie lineup. John Rhodes, right-handed hitting outfielder, digs in. And the first pitch to him misses low in the zone. Off speed, starts him out at 1-0. Rhodes a swinging strikeout his first time up. 0-for-1 tonight. One of four punch-outs for Alimo Hernandez. Rhodes wiggles the bat off his right shoulder as he awaits the 1-0. Very similar pitch. Another changeup that misses well low, just dusting over the top of his shoe tops. And Rhodes is ahead two balls and no strikes. After Rhodes, it's T.T. Bowens and then Dante Williams scheduled to hit for Bowie. 2-0 pitch. Rhodes takes, once again, this time inside a fastball. Ahead three balls and no strikes. No walks yet for Hernandez, who has shown really solid control of the strike zone. Just two three-ball counts for him on the evening. This is his third. 3-0 to the leadoff man, Rhodes, here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch is taken inside for ball four. Another fastball. First free pass issued by Hernandez. Good start for Bowie with a leadoff man aboard for the second straight inning. Bay Sox have been doing an awful lot of threatening against Hernandez. They haven't found the breakthrough quite yet. Four hits already for Bowie. He had two in scoring position with one out in the bottom half of the third and unable to break through. But T.T. Bowens, already hit tonight, digs into the righty box trying to do some damage. First pitch swings and fouls it off to the right side behind the netting. Makes the count 0-1 here to Bowens. Bowens loves attacking the first pitch. Hit an opposite field single his first time up. Hits in 4 of 5 for him. 12 hits already at the double-A level for Bowens, and this just his 11th game. Average north of 340. He's had the highest average on the Bay Sox since making his double-A debut a couple weeks ago. Hernandez peers in, high leg kick before the 0-1. And the fastball inside, Bowens lifts his hands out of the way as he takes and evens the count at a ball and a strike. Line is done now on Bowie starter Chase McDermott after Easton Lucas was able to get the end man in the top half of the fourth, throwing just two pitches in the process. We'll give it to you after the 1-1. Bowen swings, hits it on the ground. Deep in the hole, shortstop, Valera fields. Down to a knee, throw to second for one, on to first. In time, a double play. Very nicely turned by Harrisburg. 6-4-3 erases Rhodes, the leadoff walk, and retires Bowens. Two down, the base is empty for Dante Williams. So the final line on McDermott, he goes just 3 2/3, only allows one hit. Unfortunately, it did help Harrisburg play its only run of the game. The real bugaboo for McDermott was 5 walks in addition to those 4 strikeouts. He threw 86 pitches, 43 of them were strikes. First pitch to Dante Williams is a breaking ball that clips the top edge of the strike zone and takes it for a called strike. The count's nothing and one. Williams 0-for-1 tonight. He digs back into the lefty box. Gets a southpaw, Hernandez off the first base side of the mound, 0-1. Fastball stings the outside edge, and it's taken for a called strike. Nothing and two to Williams. 1-0, Bowie trails it here, bottom half of the fourth. 2 outs and the base is empty. Bowie trying to get to Harrisburg's left-handed starter, Alimo Hernandez, here in the fourth. Brief time from Williams. He's back into the box. And the 0-2. He takes low, change up, couldn't get him to chase. It's blocked by Vega. Now 1-2. No action in the Bay Sox bullpen. You have to figure after those two pitches, Easton Lucas will be back out there for the next frame, especially with how many left-handed hitters in this Harrisburg lineup. 1-2 pitch. Williams swings through an elevated off-speed pitch for strike three. Fifth strikeout of the evening for Hernandez. He's through 4 shutout frames. Bowie trails 1-0 as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Top half of the fifth inning here from Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trails 1-0 to the Harrisburg Senators as the switch hitter JT Arruda set to lead off for Harrisburg. Arruda, the switch hitter, bats on the right side against the lefty Easton Lucas. And the first pitch, off speed, floats in low and inside. Misses for a ball one here to Arruda. He's 0-for-1 today. Lined out to left field, also walked against right-handed starter Chase McDermott. Fouls the next pitch back towards the screen and evens the count at a ball and a strike. Again, 1-0 Harrisburg if you're just joining us here in the top half of the fifth inning. Bowie starter Chase McDermott goes 3 2/3, only allows one hit, but walked 5 in addition to 4 strikeouts and threw 86 pitches in the process, and it is night a little early. Lucas on in relief, got the end man in just 2 pitches in the fourth, and he fires the next pitch high off the glove of Florentino to the backstop, taken for ball two. A 2-1 count here to JT Arruda. And Lucas out of the windup, 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses low, counts 3-1. It'll be Arruda, then James Wood, and Donovan Casey scheduled to hit in the frame for the Senators. 3-1 pitch is laced into left field. Kerstad starts back, now comes in, bends at the knees as he makes the catch about belt high. Sinking liner to left, Second time Aruda has squared up the ball that direction, but it's the first loud out here of the fifth inning. Lucas, again, been one of those more effective relievers in the Bay Sox pen. One out, base is empty as James Wood comes to the plate. Another lefty-lefty matchup for him to attack, and he goes right down the chute with the first pitch fastball taken for strike one. Woods 0-for-1 today. He has reached base in both plate appearances as the next pitch is lifted foul, left side into the seats. Quickly, nothing in two. And a nice catch by a fan on a ricochet. Very well done. Wood walked in the first inning and then reached on an error by the first baseman, Bowens. That loaded the bases for the Harrisburg in the third as the 0-2 is outside, off speed. Wood thought about it, but kept the bat head back. One ball and two strikes. The Senators had the bases loaded in the third. McDermott was able to pick up a big strikeout of Donovan Casey, who waits on deck to keep them off the board in that frame for the sacrifice fly by Jackson Clough to get them on the board in the fourth. 1-2 inside. Dancing out of the lefty box is Wood. On the slider, couldn't get him the chase. Counts 2-2. Third scoreless for Lucas last week against Akron as he set the fire in the 2-2 here. It's launched into left field. Kerstad going back. It's drifting and slicing foul onto the hill behind the Senators' bullpen. Loud sound off the bat of Wood, who takes his time walking back into the lefty box as the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a lot of pop in the bat of James Wood, who's heralded as one of the top prospects overall in baseball. This is just his third double-A game. So far, one for his first 9 at the level. The 2-2 pitch. Bounces in, blocked by Florentino. Count fills here to Wood. He was acquired by Harrisburg, or I should say the Nationals, really, Washington, in the Juan Soto deal. And at the time, number 35 prospect in baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. He shot the whole way up to number 7. 3-2 pitch is tapped over the mound, just out of the reach of Lucas, behind the second base bag, shortstop Prieto fields, and a strong throw gets Wood just by half a step. Strong Harrisburg contingency in the crowd with the proximity to Wood's hometown and the proximity to D.C. They were not too happy with the call. He showed plenty of speed out of the lefty box. It was a close play, but a 6-3 putout gets him for the second out of the frame. Really strong throw from Cesar Prieto, who had to get it out of his glove quickly. But two down, the base is empty as Donovan Casey comes up. Right-handed bat against Lucas. First pitch. First true righty to see him tonight, and Lucas paints the outside edge with a fastball, taken for a called strike. Nothing in one here to Casey, who's twice a strikeout victim tonight, both times swinging. Two of the four punchouts against McDermott. A one pitch. Is it on the ground? Out of the reach of Lucas again, this time on a bounce. Prieto has to charge again. Another quick transfer and a strong throw across to nab Casey and retire the side. First four retired by Easton Lucas out of the Bay Sox bullpen. Bowie still trails 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Bottom half of the fifth inning here from Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still trails 1-0 to Harrisburg. 8-9-1 scheduled to hit for the Bay Sox. Starts with the right-handed hitting second baseman Billy Cook. Set to get things back underway against the left-handed starter Alimo Hernandez, who's in for his fifth inning of work. And the first pitch from Cook. Grounded on the left side, a high hop for the shortstop Valera, who went charging in from deep in the hole, is able to field about waist high and throw to first in time. Retires Cook 6-3 for the first down on one pitch here in the fifth. And that's been the efficiency that Alimo Hernandez has been working with. That was just pitch number 55 for him here to get the first out in the fifth. Hasn't gone particularly deep into games for Harrisburg yet, but he's continued to get stretched out. Lefty on lefty matchup here with Randy Florentino, and Florentino swinging at the first pitch, looped into shallow left field. What a track from Valera, racing out from the infield dirt at shortstop. About 10 strides onto the outfield, rushing up the line. He makes the catch in the air, and two quick putouts for him to flip over the lineup with two outs and the bases empty here in the fifth. So one for two day now for Florentino, and we third time through the Bay Sox lineup, starting with Heston Kerstad. It's a one-run game, nobody up, and the Harrisburg bullpen, his first pitch to Kerstad, floats outside for a ball, 1-0. And Hernandez has gone, to be fair, five innings in each of his last two outings. And really, he's shown plenty of efficiency here in these middle innings. Kerstad's 0-for-2 today, did reach on a fielder's choice. He pops the next pitch foul into the left field seats, or should say seats on the left side, and the count's even at a ball and strike. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. Hernandez is angled off well to the first base side of the rubber in the 1-1 pitch. It was a fastball that looked like it caught a pretty good portion of the lower end of the strike zone, but it's called a ball, and Kerstad will sit up in the count 2-1. Next pitch on the way, and he sends a line drive on one hop past the second baseman Clough into right field for a base hit. So hits in back-to-back games for Kerstad after his 29-game on-base streak came to a close on Sunday. A little two-out life here for the Bay Sox, and it'll bring up Kobe Mayo. Mayo's 1-for-2 tonight, ripped another double, his fourth straight game with a two-bagger back in the third inning. I'll check on Kerstad at first. He's back with a head-first dive. Heston is just 3-for-6 this season, swiping bags, but in a one-run game, and could be very important to get him into scoring position. We'll see how aggressive they go. First pitch to Mayo, swing and a miss. Hernandez pulled the string on an off-speed delivery. Changeup away. Mayo swung through it. He's down in the count 0-1. Right-hander getting loose for Bowie right now is Nolan Hoffman. Saw him get hot in the third inning. McDermott was able to get out of that frame, and then Easton Lucas took the last inning in the third. 0-1 pitch. Mayo takes. It's a called strike. Back-to-back breaking balls. That one was towards the upper portion of the strike zone. Mayo behind nothing and two. 24 extra base hits for Mayo. That's second most in the Eastern League after his double last time up. Another check on Kerstad, who's back with a head-first dive. His 16 doubles now are second most in the AA ranks. Doing a good start to the series and continuing that mojo. Five straight games with a hit for him. 0-2 pitch. And lifts his arms out of the way. As a changeup dives down low inside. And takes for 1-2. 1-0, Bowie trails it here, bottom half of the fifth. Heston Kerstad, a two-out single. He leads off of first. Bay Sox trying to get the bounce going. Next pitch to Mayo is cranked into left field. Casey, an awkward angle, goes down to his knees and then fields it about shoulder height and makes the catch on a line. Definition of a sinking line drive, and Casey didn't look the most athletic out there, but he got the play done. Mayo retired, side retired for Bowie in the fifth. Still 1-0 Harrisburg as we head to the sixth here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit LuminousHealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health, bowiebaysox.org to schedule today.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Bay Sox back into their bullpen here, top half of the sixth inning. They trail 1-0 to the Harrisburg Senators. It's the right-hander Nolan Hoffman taking over. 6'4", 190-pound right-hander. A Rule 5 selection from Baltimore from the Seattle Mariners organization. 0-1 on the season so far with a 6.35 ERA through 10 appearances. He's set to face 5-6-7. Scheduled hit for Harrisburg in this frame. Starts with the left-handed hitting first baseman Frankie Tostado. 0-2, a pair of ground ball outs the other way today, and he swings through the first offering for strike one. Hoffman, the unconventional arm angle, drops down to that three-quarters length to deliver. Ahead 0-1 here, next delivery, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on Tostado, who's behind in the count, nothing and two. That's been more effective as of late for Hoffman, who was giving up large amounts of contact in the early season. That has since ceased. 0-2 pitch is off the outside edge. Counts now 1-2 to Tostado. 11 and a third innings on the season for Hoffman. He's allowed 15 hits, 9 runs, 8 of which are earned. He's walked 2, struck out 13. 1-2 with nobody out here. Tostado will take time before the next offering. Back-to-back scoreless appearances for Hoffman. Of course, the two innings as part of that no-hitter last home Friday against Altoona on May the 19th, and then last week against Akron, two-thirds of scoreless ball as well. Tostado swings, lifts the 1-2 offering foul left side. Count stays the same. Was a good start for the Bay Sox bullpen for Easton Lucas, who fired in an inning and a third scoreless. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, just a clean bill of health. On 16 pitches, 9 strikes. The 1-2 floats outside. Tostado lifted the bat off his shoulder, but was able to check his swing and an off-speed away, and the count's now 2-2. Deep breath from the right-hander. Next pitch comes in. Tostado swings. It's a ball on the ground left side. Prieto, just parallel to the second base bag, sets his feet after fielding about waist high and throws a strong rifle over to first. 6-3 put out. Tostado 0-3 on the night. And a leadoff man retired here in the top half of the sixth. One out, the base is empty. Here's Jack Dunn. One of four pure right-handers in the lineup tonight for Harrisburg. The first pitch to him is a called strike. Outer third starts him out nothing and one. Dunn 0-1 today. He did walk and score the lone run for Harrisburg back in the fourth inning on a sacrifice fly from Jackson Clough. The 0-1 pitch is bounced back up the middle. High hop behind the second base bag. This time Cook has to field, make an athletic throw on the run. His momentum taking him away from first. And it's a one-hopper picked out of the ground by T.T. Bowens. 4-3 erases Dunn. Two down. Really good range from Billy Cook, who had to curl around the second base bag, field on the backhand, and then make a throw midair, jumping over the second base bag. A good pick from Bowens. There's two down with the bases empty as Leonel Valera comes up. 1-2 day for the right-handed hitting shortstop. He digs in. First pitch from Hoffman. Take it inside the off-speed. Starts him out at 1-0. Valera singled in the fourth. That's what got Dunn to third base before Clough hit the sacrifice fly into right field and was able to just slide in before the tag could be applied by Randy Florentino on a strong throw in from John Rhodes. 1-0. Called strike. Outer third of the zone. Evens the count and a ball and a strike. That single for Valera, quietly, I guess, as quiet as you could call it, extended his hitting streak to 13 games. Swing and a miss. Very good off-speed offering from Hoffman towards the outer third, and he's ahead now 1-2. But Valera now, in that 13-game hitting streak, only hitting about .220 on the season. His batting average is well over .400 in that span. He's really quietly found some offensive mojo. Calls for time here before the 1-2 offering. Looks like he's applying more grip onto his bat. As Hoffman's retired the first two here in the top half of the sixth, Bowie trails 1-0. Has a 1-2 count here on Leonel Valera with the bases empty. Now Kyle Moore is out with the first base dugout, maybe taking an exception here with home plate umpire.
I'm not too sure. Because it's been swinging strikes.
Oh, but Moore's really getting up in there now. At least from the dugout.
So on the top step, he's rested his case for now, and the 1-2 pitch will come in now from Nolan Hoffman. Here's the delivery. Valera watches outside, 2-2. You think it had anything to do with the time that was given?
I would imagine. That's got to be it, because it can't be strike zone or stuff right now. Maybe just working with the timer, and I don't know.
2-2. That's outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. I will say Valera took a more than average time. And most of the time, the batter gets time. He just adjusts his batting glove, steps back in. He was going into the dugout to get something to adjust the grip on his bat and taking his time in doing so and getting back to the batter's box. Here's the full count delivery from Hoffman. It misses outside for ball four. First free pass from the Bay Sox bullpen tonight. Valera with two outs reaches first base and keeps the inning alive for Jackson Clough. And I think at that point, too, Hoffman in a very good rhythm since coming into the game. You definitely don't want to see that disrupted. But ahead, 1-2 in the count. He does lose Valera. And here is Jackson Clough, who has the lone RBI tonight. 0-for-1 with a sacrifice fly. First pitch. The left-handed bat takes for ball one. Just missed a bit inside. Hoffman, four-seamer. Starts him out at 1-0. Runner goes, next pitch is taken inside. The throw down to second base is not in time. It was actually called a strike on the inner third to Clough. Another stolen base for Harrisburg as Valera swipes another bag. Fifth swipe of the season. He's in scoring position here with 2 outs. That pitch to Clough just caught the bottom edge of the zone, so a 1-1 count now to the batter. The late strike call there. So now an opportunity for Clough to knock in another run. Bowie is trying to keep it at 1. 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground, right side. Chance to get out of the inning. High hop for the second baseman. Cook, who fields on the backhand, delivers a strong sidearm throw to first in time. Retires Clough and the side. 2-out walk, nothing hurt. Scoreless inning for Nolan Hoffman. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Bay Sox trail 1-0 here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Third time through against Alimo Hernandez, who stays on the bump, the southpaw for Harrisburg. First time this season, he's trying to pitch into the sixth inning, and he's set to face 3-4-5 in the Bowie lineup that starts with the right-handed hitting Hudson Haskin, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. Good off-speed delivery from Hernandez. Starts out Haskin down in the count at 0-1. Haskins 1-for-2 today, singled in the first, struck out in the third. 4 strikeouts for Hernandez. He's had good control of the off-speed, particularly that curveball and changeup. 0-1 pitch. Haskin watches high, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Again, this is just the fourth start for Hernandez at the AA level, and his fourth start overall since coming back into affiliated baseball. Deepest he's gone thus far, and with the efficiency he's had, well, why not? Next pitch is bounced back up the middle behind the second base bag. Clough, the second baseman, shuffles to his right. Able to field and throw to first inside to nab Haskin. 4-3 put out, and there's one away in the sixth. There's been some hard contact for Bowie throughout the night. Bay Sox just haven't had that big hit yet. Left two in scoring position in the third. Also left runners out on base in the first and the fifth. But other than that chance in the third, they really haven't had a runner in a position to score. Here's Cesar Prieto, left on left. He flashes bunt at the first pitch and pops it foul. So it rolls towards the top step of the Harrisburg dugout left side. It's nothing and one here to Prieto. 0-for-2 day for Prieto. He's bounced out the second and flown out to left field. 0-1 on the way. And he swings and sends one into left field. Casey started in, now heading back, still backpedaling, reaches over his shoulder, makes a catch just shy of the warning track. We've seen Donovan Casey have a few awkward tracks in the last couple of frames. That one jumped on him a little bit after taking a step in, but he's able to retreat backwards and stick with it all the way. Prieto retired, two down here in the sixth. Last chance to keep the frame alive for Bowie is John Rhodes. He struck out and walked tonight into the righty box. First pitch to him. Breaking ball just snaps over the outside edge for a called strike. Nothing and one here to Rhodes. Again, Hernandez is somebody that's not going to overwhelm you with his velocity, but it's all about the location. 0-1. Grounded foul behind home. Nothing and two. As it goes off the backstop, Rhodes steps back in. His fastball velocity is going to sit mid to high 80s, but really there's a lot of late life on that off-speed, and the fastball has been located well on the edges of the strike zone. 0-2, two outs, here's the pitch. Rhodes watches. Fastball couldn't be pulled back by the catcher Vega. Misses outside. 1-2 now to Rhodes. But Hernandez trying to complete 6 frames. It's his first time coming back into minor league baseball. The 1-2 pitch. Rhodes swings, just gets a piece, fouling it back to stay alive. Breaking ball bottomed out, and Rhodes was able to just nick it with the underside of the bat to stay alive. Still 1-2 here. 2 outs, bases empty, Bay Sox trailing 1-0. Hernandez set. Here's the next pitch. Rhodes takes, called strike 3. Well-located fastball up in the zone. 5th strikeout for Hernandez, who threw 6 shutout frames tonight. Bowie still trails 1-0 as we head to the 7th. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, still a 1-0 game here in Bowie. Bay Sox out hitting the Senators 5-1, but one hit is all it's taken for Harrisburg so far. And it took an early walk from first to third, brought him home on a sacrifice fly, and that's been it. Dolan Hoffman back to work on the mound. The Bowie bullpen has been strong, only one base runner, as 9-1-2 are set to bat against the right-hander. Onyx Vega leads off. First pitch in, and the sidearm toss just misses a tad bit inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Vega is 0-for-1, struck out swinging back in the third inning. He walked in the fourth, but got left at first base. It was another five walks for Chase McDermott today, as the 1-0 was checked on, called strike on an off-speed outside. One ball and one strike. I brought it up to Andre a little bit after McDermott had departed. Last 14 1/3 innings for Chase McDermott over his last three starts. Interesting numbers, as the 1-1 is called a strike in a lower inside corner. Just found its way into the zone. One ball and two strikes. Last 14 1/3 innings for McDermott. Only three hits, but 14 walks. So the base runners are still happening. And that's what's shortening his outings. 1-2, misses down, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. So it seems to be Hoffman and Lucas are just following McDermott a lot lately, almost a pseudo-tandem there, just to get a couple of relievers in for Bowie, something that they've actually had a little bit of trouble doing this past week plus. 2-2, bouncing ball up the third baseline, but foul, as the count stays even at 2. But the Bay Sox getting right-hander Nick Richmond up in the bullpen for his Double-A debut. Had incredible numbers down with High A Aberdeen. We'll see that translate up to Double A. As the 2-2 comes home, and it's lined over to short. One hop, and it's off the wrist of Prieto into center field. Good base hit on a 100-mile-an-hour single for Vega. That's his fourth hit in 10 at-bats here with Harrisburg. A leadoff single. It's just the second hit for Harrisburg today. Robert Hassel will bat. Oh for 2 day for him. Left-hander grounded out to short his last time up. First pitch. Too far down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Yeah, that week in Akron, we did not get to see too many of their short-inning relievers. Lucas and Hoffman pitched following McDermott, yes. But that's because they were mostly locked in there as the 1-0 misses down and away again. Two balls and no strikes. We saw Cade Stroud and Xavier Moore for one short while, and then Tyler Burch and Connor Gillespie, mostly just Tyler Burch, because Connor Gillespie has pretty much been the back end of a Cade Povich tandem all season. 2-0 pitch is called a strike at the knees. Count goes to 2-1. So we did see Wandison Charles for a couple of outs. I don't believe we even saw Connor Loprich all week. As the 2-1 pitch is called a strike on the inside half of the plate. Run it even at 2 on Hassel. And that's a problem, but a good problem, because it means that the tandems had been working for the Bay Sox. When you go back to yesterday, Loprich was able to pitch 2/3 of an inning, but then Garrett Stallings came in and cleaned house. 5 scoreless innings. 2-2. Misses down, and it runs the count full here on Hassel, who walked on a full count back in the third. You go back to last Friday, Carlos Tavera and Houston Roth were the only two pitchers Bowie needed. 3-2. Bouncer over towards second. A chance for two. Cook with the glove toss to Pareto. On to Bowens, but it gets off of his glove and rolls toward the dugout. Kept in play by Florentino to make sure it didn't allow Hassel to go to second base. Call it just a fielder's choice to eliminate Vega on the glove flip. 4-6. Bay Sox turned a hearty number of double plays in Akron, too. Started that Akron series with 26 and turned six of them over the week. But now as the switch hitter comes up, JT Arruda, Nolan Hoffman will not get to face him. They don't want to bring in another lefty with two more lefties on the way against that sidearm toss from Hoffman. So Nick Richmond will come in for his Double-A debut. And we'll tell you a little bit more about him in a second as Bowie trails 1-0 here in the seventh on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, Nick Richmond comes on for his Double-A debut here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox try to strand at least one base runner, keep it a 1-0 game. Matt Sabatis alongside Andre Magero with you as Nolan Hoffman is done. A runner at first currently belongs to him. Tossed an inning and a third with one hit, no strikeouts, one walk. Very little strikeout kind of day for the Bay Sox. Jace McDermott had all of them, and that was just four. But Richmond takes over to face JT Arruda, switch hitter batting lefty. Richmond, a 6'4", 195-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed by Baltimore in 2022. Had a fantastic start to the year with high A Aberdeen. Runner goes on the first pitch, but it's nicked foul over to the left side, and the count starts out at 0-1 on Arruda. Hassel already has a stolen base today. He swiped second in the third inning to help load the bases with two outs before Chase McDermott got out of the jam. As Richmond comes set for the next, let's see what Hassel does. Stays put on the 0-1, and it's too far outside. Count goes even in a ball and a strike. Richmond with Aberdeen went 1-0 with a save and an ERA of 0.73 in 11 appearances. 12 and a third innings, 11 strikeouts, 5 walks. That's only one earned run. 1-1 offering. Line to third but foul. Hits off of the warning track, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now on Arruda, who's 0-2. He's gone to left field twice, walked back in the third on a full count, and got left at second base. But again, Bowie trails 1-0 here in the seventh. As Richmond sets, looking back first. And a pickoff throw is close, but late. Looked to be a bit good, but we'll do it. Again at 1-2, waiting to see what happens. Richmond did have a tough time at the tail end of his work with Aberdeen in inherited runners. 1-2 pitch. Popped up foul, third base side and out of play. His last two appearances with the Ironbirds, he went an inning and a third, allowed his only earned run of the season, make that two total innings across two appearances, but he inherited four runners across the two outings and allowed all four of them to score, hoping for a different outcome here in his Double-A debut. Another pickoff throw, but no tag this time. Those are his two allotted step-offs. And a speedster like Robert Hassel can get a little bit bigger of a lead here. Almost imagine he's going to take off either on this pitch or the next. There he goes on this one. 1-2 is nicked foul back to the screen once more. So both times when Hassel's gone after it, Arruda has taken away his opportunity. Again, another quiet night here at Prince George's Stadium. Still cloudless. LED lights taking over a little bit of the field. with the sun mostly set. 1-2, runner stays put, and it's called strike three. Got him with a slider at the knees, and the Harrisburg dugout is not happy about it. That's the first strikeout for a Bowie pitcher since Chase McDermott retired Donovan Casey to end the third inning. Fifth overall, and that's a good way to start your Double-A career. Two away for James Wood. Still looking for his first base hit this week. As the first pitch to the lefty, misses up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Wood walked back in the first inning, reached on an error back in the third. That could have ended the frame. Fortunately, Chase McDermott got a quick out after that. 1-0. Misses outside, and the count goes to 2-0. It's been a lengthy inning for the Bay Sox, which featured a mid-inning pitching change. So while Harrisburg had gotten Lucas Knowles up and warming, they're doing it again. Here's the 2-0. At the knees for a called strike. Changeup runs the count to 2-1 here. Wood grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. There have been a lot of groundouts already in this game. Cesar Prieto has really had to show some range. Pickoff throw to first. This one bounces. Bowens keeps it in front, though. Since it's a new plate appearance, Richmond is allotted two more step-offs, so that's the first. One of the three tries now he's had over to first base, really only the first one was close to getting Robert Hassel. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and the count goes even at 2-2 here on Wood. Big opportunity to strand an inherited runner here. Give Bowie a chance after the stretch. As they trail 1-0, 2-2. Swung on and grounded foul. Over to the right side. Bounces off the wall out into right field, so that's going to be on John Rhodes to have to retrieve. Throws it into the Bay Sox bullpen. Another 1-2 set to come. On its way, runner goes. Swing and a miss for strike three. Richmond comes in and strikes out a pair in his debut to strand an inherited runner. Time to stretch here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trails 1-0 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
A pitching change for the Senators following a quality start from Alimo Hernandez. 23-year-old spun six scoreless innings with five hits, one walk, six strikeouts. Puts him in an opportunity for a win. But Bowie still trailing only 1-0 as Lucas Knowles will take over to face T.T. Bowens. Bottom half of the Bowie lineup, the first pitch into Bowens is checked on, called a strike at the knees. Count starts out at 0-1. Knowles, a 6'2", 185-pound, 25-year-old left-hander from Bremerton, Washington, 14th-round pick in the 2019 draft. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, off speed inside, and it's nothing and two on Bowens. One for two day for TT. He singled to right field in the second, but got forced out at second base and hit into a double play in the fourth. As the 0-2 pitch comes home, and it's swung on and missed, three pitches, and Bowens is down on strikes. That's how Knowles starts his day. Seventh strikeout for Harrisburg pitching, and now Dante Williams to bat. Knowles making just his second appearance with the Senators. Fired an inning and two-thirds back in Reading and blew a save when he allowed two earned runs on four hits. Both runs were solo home runs. Here's Dante Williams' first pitch. It's called a strike. Nails the lower outside corner of the zone. It's nothing and one. Williams 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. Williams lifts it foul out of play left side, and the count goes to nothing and two. Knowles opened the year with high A Wilmington. Did well in the Nationals. Are they still the Carolina League? No, they're the Sally League now. I keep getting that mixed up since Carolina used to be high A and Sally used to be low A. And now they've switched. The National Sally League affiliate in Wilmington. And it only complicates matters that Wilmington used to be in the Carolina League. Here's the 0-2. Misses up and away. A ball and two strikes here on Williams. But while with Wilmington, Knowles pitched well. 3-0. A 1.76 ERA. With some long relief work, he could maybe finish this game out. Does have a start on the books so far this year. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Chasing after a changeup in the dirt. Back-to-back strikeouts for Knowles as he gets Williams. That's eight strikeouts for Harrisburg pitching. Here's Billy Cook. Knowles from Central Arizona College. As I said, 14th round selection in 2019. He worked in the GCL in his first season. First pitch, and Billy Cook slaps into the left center field for a base hit. Late jump, but it's still cut off in the gap by James Wood, and Cook will move into first base with a single. After coming up hitless yesterday, he's got his first hit of the series. And Randy Florentino will bat with a tying run on base. Lefty on lefty. First pitch to Florentino. This is just outside. Count starts out at 1-0. One for two day for Florentino. He singled to right field in the third. Popped out to the shortstop his last time up. That was in the fifth. And as Bowie trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Knowles brings in. And a late swing. Nicked foul over toward the Bay Sox dugout. Count goes to a ball and a strike now. Should be another fun day tomorrow at the ballpark. In a Bay Sox Live happy hour Thursday. Bowie's going to wear their special Congreos Fantasmas jerseys as well. As a pickoff throw to first, doesn't really go anywhere. An easy scamper back in for Cook. No slide. Way to the 1-1 to Florentino. Cook has stolen five bases in seven attempts this season. Bowie has not attempted one against Vega yet. He's caught one base runner in three attempts. 1-1. Called strike, just grabs the outside half of the plate. Well placed changeup, runs the count to a ball and two strikes here on Florentino. Something about this game just seems to be moving a bit slower. I got to assume the walks have a little bit to do with it as Harrisburg gets another right-hander up in their bullpen. 1-2. Called strike three in the outside half. That one very generous. And a two-out single is left stranded at first. On to the eighth. Bowie trails 1-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Well, a relatively uneventful game so far here at Prince George's Stadium. Still just 1-0 as the Bay Sox continue to out-hit Harrisburg 6-2. We'll see if Nick Richmond can continue to work well. Struck out both batters he saw in his first taste of double-A action. Now his first full inning starts with Donovan Casey. First pitch is a slider called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one to start. Casey, Frankie Tostado, and then Jack Dunn to bat. Casey went 0-for-3 so far, two strikeouts, a ground out. Here's the next, slider down and away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Well, it has only been a 1-0 game. It's just felt different. As the 1-1 is cracked over towards second. A leaping try by Cook, but it's over his head. Into right field, a base hit. Third hit for Harrisburg today. First for Casey, second this series for him. And a leadoff single as Frankie Tostado will bat. Tostado 0-for-3. Grounded out to the shortstop twice, once in the second, once in the sixth, and he grounds it to the right side and through the gap for a base hit here. Back-to-back singles for Harrisburg. Casey on to second base. And now the Senators starting to work as they try to get a little bit of breathing room here in this 1-0 game. Now Jack Dunn will bat. Has been a 1-0 game, has been relatively slow moving, but it's just not felt like there's been a lot of energy in this one. There have been a lot of ground outs. The walks don't help. It's just moved very slowly. And a very quiet crowd doesn't necessarily help with that fact. I think that mixes in as well. As the first pitch into Dunn, he shows bunt and knocks it up the first base line. It's going to be picked by Richmond, underhanded to first. Sacrifice successful. Casey and Tostado both advance one bag. Second and third with only one out here in the eighth.
The shortstop, number three, Leonel Valero.
So now Leonel Valero will bat with the infield in. Sacrifice fly could give Harrisburg an extra run. His first pitch to Valera is swung on and missed, slider outside. Game starts out at nothing and one. 1-for-2 day for Valera. He flew out to center field back in the second. Singled up the middle in the fourth. He walked in the sixth and stole second base. He's been at second base twice, but hasn't gotten past that. Here's the 0-1 offering. Off speed, just misses outside, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Bay Sox are running into a bit more contact this week, and that's going to be a trend that continues that we got to remember. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed again, a lot of sliders right now from Richmond, and Valera is taking the bait, 1-2. The pitching performances were pretty perfect for the Bay Sox in Akron, but
attention needs to be paid to the fact that Akron was still only hitting about 215 as a team. Worst in the Eastern League. 1-2. Got him. Called strike three in a changeup way outside. Oh, my goodness. That was a call. Third strikeout for Nick Richmond, eighth overall. Make it seventh overall for Bay Sox pitching. Here's Jackson Clough now with two outs. The infield can play at a regular depth. First pitch. And an off-speed. Misses too far inside. Count starts out at 1-0. It's an 0-for-2 day for Clough. He drove in the only run of the game with a sacrifice fly in the fourth. Grounded out to second base his last time up. Casey at second. Tostado. Switch that. Casey at third, Tostado at second. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. But again, a 1-0 game. Richmond sets. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with an off-speed down and away, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. With only six outs to go for the Bay Sox offensively, they do have the top of their lineup coming up when we move to the bottom of the eighth. And that would be a big opportunity. All three of them have at least one hit among the first three batters. That's half of Bowie's offense. As the 1-2 pitch just misses down. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Richmond holds ball in glove, pressed up against his chest, against the shoulder, and now snaps his hand into the mitt, drops it down to the waist, and fires the 2-2. And it's cranked out to deep right field for a three-run home run if it stays fair. Oh, they're calling it foul. That one looked like it was probably going to get out of here pretty easily. 104 miles an hour off the bat, 343 feet from home. But it doesn't seem like there's much of an argument from Delino DeShields on it.
It probably hooked foul at the end of it. It was tight from our vantage point, but that ball was well out of here if it would have stayed fair.
Heck of a shot. But does hold the count even at two, and hopefully that little jolt for Richmond helps him fire something for some swing and miss action. Another 2-2, and it's just a piece. Between the legs of the catcher, rolls away. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Here it comes. Breaking ball into a deep gap in right center field. That's going to fall in and drive in both runs. Casey and Tostado both score on to second base and trying for third. It's going to get thrown in and caught before it goes into the infield. Two RBI triple for Jackson Clough. 3-0 Harrisburg. So one base shy of a three-run home run, just as he had previously missed it, but Clough nailed it to the exact perfect spot in right center field. And now the Bay Sox, after trailing by one for quite some time, have a much bigger hill to climb with only six outs to work with. But we had a lot of chances too early to push ahead in this game. As Onyx Vega will bat with runner at third, first pitch. And he watches it inside, nearly got his hands. Count starts out at 1-0. Vega 1-for-2, single up the middle in the seventh inning. He walked in the fourth, struck out swinging in the third. As the next is checked on a slider outside. He didn't go. Here's the next, up and in. Brushes him off just a tad. And now the 3-0. Called a strike in the lower outside corner as Vega wasn't even keen to pick the bat up off his shoulder. Move the count to 3-1. Swing on him, missed. And we got a payoff incoming. Here it is. Grounded foul, third base side. Count stays full, and the Bay Sox will get Juanes and Charles throwing in their bullpen. Richmond is getting up there in the pitch count now. Another payoff. And another foul. Out of play to the right side as this inning is just extending in a not fun way. Two leadoff singles, a sacrifice bunt, then a strikeout. Clough was behind early. Won the count even at two. And tripled to right center field. Another 3-2. Inside, ball four. Fifth base runner to fourth base runner of the inning for Harrisburg. First walk for Richmond today. Sixth for Bay Sox pitching. Make it the seventh. And Juanes and Charles has definitely not had enough time to warm up yet. Which is why Forrest Hermann is going to come out and chat before anything else really happens. Let's take a look around the Orioles organization. Norfolk had a doubleheader with Gwinnett, pre-planned from a postponement earlier this season. Game one was pretty easily won by the Tides, 8-3. Game two, though, currently going in favor of Gwinnett. It's 2-0 in the top of the third. Delmarva in the midst of allowing a six-run inning. They led 2-1 in the fifth. But Fredericksburg, the other Nationals affiliate, they're low A, currently leads 7-2, and they're still not done. Delmarva is not getting anything because the bases are loaded and there's still no one out. Yikes. Aberdeen beat Hudson Valley this morning 7-4. But here at Prince George's Stadium, things have not been going too well for the Bay Sox. They had runners at second and third with only one out in the third and stranded them both. Had base hits in each of their first three innings. Had them in five of the seven so far. As a matter of fact, that second and third chance was their only runners in scoring position. First pitch to Robert Hassel after the mound visit. Misses down. Count starts out at 1-0. That was a long enough mound visit that this is going to be the last batter that Nick Richmond faces. He either retires Hassel and ends the inning, or he loses Hassel and they make the switch to Juanes and Charles. 1-0. Misses down again. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. That was a great start out of the gate, too, for Nick Richmond. 2 strikeouts. But 2 singles here to start it. Then sacrifice bunt, strikeout looking. 2 RBI triple, and then a walk. It's the 2-0. It is cracked into center field. Haskin jogging back on it casually and makes the catch up against the shoulder. The inning is over, but Akron brings 8 to the plate, make that 7 to the plate, and they score twice on a 2-out triple. We're on to the bottom of the 8th. Bowie trails 3-0 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Harrisburg pitching change as we move into the bottom of the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie had kept it scoreless for quite some time, had one brief chance in the third with 2 in scoring position, only 1 out, squandered that, Fell behind 1-0 in the fourth, and then a two-out, two-RBI triple in the eighth has really made this one a bit of a snafu as they trail 3-0. Heston Kerstad leads off as Jack Sinclair takes over. First pitch, and Kerstad swings and misses on a fastball up and in. It's nothing and one to start. Kerstad 1-for-3, single to right field in the fifth and was left stranded. He's the only runner to reach third base for Bowie today. Did it in the third. As the 0-1 from Sinclair is grounded to second. Picked between the knees by Clough. And a high arcing toss over to first base. An easy one. Gets there in time. 4-3. Lucas Knowles done for the day. He earns a hold. One inning, one hit, no runs, three strikeouts. Very simple. Then it makes way for Sinclair, a 6'4", 170-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Coral Springs, Florida. 16th-round draft selection back in 2021 for the Nats. Faces Kobe Mayo now. 1-for-3 day for Kobe. With the first pitch here, lined into center field for a base hit. One hop on the infield dirt, but a good crack, and Mayo's got a two-hit day. Bay Sox look to be getting Wattis and Charles back up in their bullpen. And after Nick Richmond was running into that bind in the eighth inning before finally getting out, stranding a runner at third. Here's Hudson Haskin. 1-for-3 day. First pitch in, and the right-hander watches it miss outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Andre, you seemed pretty keen to talk a little college baseball action. Haskin, of course, comes from a decent college pedigree, former member of the Tulane Green Wave. As we wait on the 1-0 pitch, here it is. Haskin watches called strike in the lower outside corner, 1-1.
He's got to be proud of the old alma mater. I'm not sure if you had seen the selection show was on Memorial Day. Tulane didn't need to hear its name called because despite going 19-40 this season, they won their conference tournament.
I don't follow a lot of college baseball, but I did actually see that in passing, and that kind of tickled me. Is the 1-1 is punched back up the middle, past the pitcher, but scooped by the second baseman, Clough. He steps on the bag and throws to first, an outstretched grab by Frankie Tostado. The acrobatic splits is a 4-unassisted-3 double play. So a quick out, and that's the inning. On to the ninth, Bowie trails 3-0 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Pitching change for the Bay Sox as we move into the ninth inning here of a 3-0 contest. We'll be on the wrong side of it. With Xavier Moore on to the mound, facing 2-3-4 in the Harrisburg lineup. JT Arruda leads off. First pitch in, switch hitter batting lefty, swings and misses. He was way too far ahead of a curveball outside. Count starts out at 0-1. After him, it'll be James Woods and Donovan Casey. As Nick Richmond departs, double-A debut saw him allow a couple of runs in an inning and two-thirds. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses down, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Arruda 0 for 3, with a walk and a strikeout. As Bowie trails 3-0 here in the ninth. They've out-hit Harrisburg 7-5 with a 1-1 pitch. A curveball called for strike again, this time on the top half of the zone, 1-2. But Richmond went 1 2/3 inning, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. That 2-out, 2-RBI triple burned him. Came with 2 strikes as well. 1-2. Got him. Called strike 3. Fastball on the inside half for Moore. Opens his day with a punch out. A called strike 3. Always very nice. 8th strikeout for Bay Sox pitching. Let's tell you a little bit more about Moore. Get it? 6'2", 175-pound right-hander from Amherst, Ohio. Traded over from Minnesota back in 2019. Actually, no, he's traded over from Texas, wasn't he? Why do I have Minnesota on the roster? First pitch to James Wood is called a strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing in one. I do my own work sometimes. Wait, which one is right? Because I got one of them wrong, obviously.
Let's take a look.
Swing and a miss on an 0-1 pitch from Wood. Curveball down and away, and the count goes to nothing at 2.
So he started with Texas, went to the Twins organization, then went to the Orioles organization the next day. Was a Rule 5 and then got traded.
Oh. As the 0-2 pitches swung on and missed for strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs as we just walked through the origin of Xavier Moore, even though I already should have known that. Back-to-back strikeouts. And there's 2 away here in the ninth as Bowie trails 3-0. So, I mean, I'm technically right, I guess. Kind of, not really. No, I'm wrong. Again, I was right in one of them. It's just, I got both organizations in there a little bit. Here's Donovan Casey, 1 for 4. Single to open up the 8th inning. That kicked off that 2-run spurt for Harrisburg. First pitch misses outside, and the count starts out at nothing and 1. But I can tell you what I am right about. More statistics, 8 appearances, 0-0, with an ERA of 7 in 9 innings. So, can you do that math, Andre? That's 7 earned runs. Next pitch misses just a bit high, and the count goes to 2-0. 16 strikeouts, 9 walks. Moore's allowed a homer. Right-handers have hit him a little tough this season. High strikeout-to-walk ratio against the lefties, 2-0. Just misses outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Moore coming off of an appearance in Akron that saw him spin a scoreless inning on 10 pitches. It was a perfect frame, struck out a batter. Very easy stuff. As the 3-0 comes home, and it's a fastball, catching the outside half of the plate for a called strike, 3-1. Harrisburg back to getting a right-hander moving in their bullpen. Got to imagine that's Joel Peguero. Closer 6 for 6 in save opportunities this season. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball down and it runs the count full. Casey on a full count this season. 1 for 11. 5 strikeouts, 6 walks. That is Peguero. Casey steps out and asks for a quick time. Bases empty, 2 away in the top of the ninth. Payoff pitch for Moore. Curveball too high, and it's a 2-out walk. Plenty of 2-out walks in this game. Just a tough time for the Bay Sox, I guess, to get that final swinging strike a lot of times on a full count offering. As a matter of fact, every single walk except one has been with 2 outs tonight. First pitch to Frankie Tostado is bounced over to the right side. Tough play at second as Cook's able to glove, and a sidearm toss to first is just there. 4-3 put out ends the inning, strands a runner. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Bowie needs 3 to tie, 4 to win. Back after this in Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home.
That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
As always, thank you for stopping by Prince George's Stadium for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball as we move on to the bottom of the ninth. Unfortunately, wish we just had a little bit of a better one to tell you about this evening as Bowie trails 3-0. They've out-hit Harrisburg, and unless they can put on three runs to maybe tie this game, that's going to stay the same, that they'll out-hit Harrisburg. But the Senators are making a pitching change, bringing in their closer, Joel Piguero. First pitch to Cesar Prieto is punched slowly over to the third base side, curling around, backhanding the shortstop, and Valera can't get it to first. He got it to first, but, I mean, can't actually get it toward the bag. Franky Tostada had to go sprinting off the bag to make sure it didn't bounce away from him. But Prieto leads off with a base hit. An infield single, and John Rhodes will bat. Prieto's got hits in four of his last five games for Bowie now, and Rhodes, on an 0-for-2 day with a walk, will try and move him around the bases. And what's tough right now is that two-run triple in the eighth inning. First pitch, and Rhodes gives it a charge into deep center field. Wood jogging back and stopping. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. One away. They take away that triple, and that is a tying run on base instead of having to worry about tying run being on deck. So Jack Sinclair is done. Reliever ends a hold with a scoreless inning, allowed one hit, no walks or strikeouts. T.T. Bowens 1-for-3 on the day. Singled, hit into a double play, and struck out. First pitch, and he hits a high bouncer to short. Could end the game. No chance at second, though, as Valera scoops at the chest and throws to first. Pareto advances to second, but Bowens retired. Second out of the inning goes 6-3, and the Bay Sox are down to their last chance with Dante Williams. Tell you quickly about Piguero before he wraps this one up. 5'11", 160-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Minor league free agent signed this past January for Washington. On the season, 16 appearances, 0-1 with a 2.81 ERA. He's 6-6 for save opportunities. Dante Williams, first pitch. He checks his swing, and it sneaks between the legs slightly of the catcher. They're going to appeal that check swing and say Williams went around. It's nothing and one to start. Williams 0-for-3, all of them strikeouts. Piguero has 16 strikeouts and 8 walks on the season. He's allowed just one home run. It was to a right-handed batter. Bowie has only suffered one shutout loss this season, while their pitching staff has twirled four such wins. The lone shutout, though, was to the same Harrisburg team. Featured a different set of pitchers. Jackson Rutledge was the starter of that last shutout. The 0-1 pitch, and it misses up and away. Count goes even at a ball and a strike here on Williams. 3-0 here in the bottom of the ninth. Runner at second already, two outs. For Harrisburg, Rutledge is going to start tomorrow. He'll face Houston Roth. 1-1. Too far inside. Fastball comes in at 97, and the count goes to two balls and one strike on Williams. That has just been a singles kind of day for the Bay Sox. Kobe Mayo had the only extra base hit, came in the third inning with one out, put two in scoring position, and Bowie didn't get anything out of that chance. 2-1 pitch, laced into the right center field gap, and we might have another extra base hit as it touches down and hits off of the warning track. Shutout is over as Cesar Prieto scores from second. Dante Williams replaces him at second base. It's a 3-1 ball game with tying run coming to the plate in Billy Cook. One swing's all it takes sometimes, and that's exactly what Dante Williams was able to get for Bowie. His sixth double of the season, 19th RBI. And again, tying run now with Billy Cook, who's 1-for-3 with a single. It's only the second extra base hit, though, for Bowie, just as I was talking about. They'd only had one extra base hit all game. First pitch in, and Cook punches it over slowly to first. This will end it as it's backhanded by Tostado, and he casually taps in the bag for an anticlimactic finish. The Bay Sox avoid the shutout on one last opportunity, but still ultimately fall to Harrisburg tonight. Your final score, Senators 3, Bay Sox 1. Andre, we'll get you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox fall tonight, evening their six-game set with the Harrisburg Senators, who take this by a 3-1 final here from Prince George's Stadium. Andre Miguero here with you on Bay Sox postgame. We'll break down how this one went down and get you set for tomorrow's game 3 of this series. It was an uneventful evening throughout the majority of the game, but the Bay Sox certainly had their chances when it came offensively to back another strong performance from the pitching staff, albeit with a little more trouble when it comes to the free passes. But still, the pitching staff limited the damage throughout most of the night. The Bay Sox had plenty of hits. They just couldn't get the ball rolling with that big breakthrough hit. 9 hits for the Bay Sox. They only plate one run, and it comes with 2 outs in the 9th inning. They out-hit Harrisburg 9-5. It's the 7th time in 8 matchups that Bowie has out-hit Harrisburg, but now they're just 2-6 in those games against Harrisburg this season. But we'll give you a taste of how it all went down here from Prince George's Stadium. We'll get you set with when we got started at 6:37 p.m. Eastern Time. It was a pitcher's duel, all things considered, in the first early innings of this one. Alimo Hernandez, the left-hander, got the ball for Harrisburg against Chase McDermott, the right-hander for the Bay Sox, who has done a good job at limiting the damage in his last few outings. But again, the free passes have been a problem for him, and they had another impact tonight. Still, McDermott did pretty well out of the gates. He got a few early outs and only faced one above the minimum in his first 11 outs recorded, or excuse me, his first 8 outs recorded, I should say, with 2 down in the third inning. He allowed back-to-back walks before an error from the first baseman T.T. Bowens. It was James Wood coming to the plate, loaded the bases after 2-out walks to Robert Hassel and J.T. Arruda. But McDermott was able to get out of it. A swinging strikeout of Donovan Casey kept the game scoreless going into the bottom half of the third, where Bowie would really get their only chance all night against Hernandez with a runner in scoring position. Kerstad reached on a fielder's choice with 1 out after a leadoff single from Randy Florentino was erased, and then a screeching double from Kobe Mayo, who continues to stay hot, two-hit day at the plate for Mayo, including his league-leading 16th double, put runners at second and third with one out. But Hernandez was able to get out of it. Swinging strikeout of Hudson Haskin, and a fly ball out from Cesar Prieto kept Bowie off the board in their half of the third. Then the page turned to the top half of the fourth, and that's when the dam finally broke for Chase McDermott, who was able to get first man out, but then a walk to Jack Dunn, followed up by a quick single from Leonel Valera, put runners at the corners with nobody out. And it was a close play, but Jackson Clough coming to the dish got the ball just deep enough to get Harrisburg on the board finally in the fourth. On the pitch, the left-hander Easton Lucas currently getting loose down the right field line for Bowie. 3-2, runner from first does go, and the pitch from Clough is driven out into shallow right field. Rhodes starts back, now comes in, makes a catch in the alleyway. Runner from third tags, here's the throw in, on one hop, Fortino, tagged down, not in time. Dunn able to slide in safely to the back of home plate. Valera stays put at first base. It's an RBI sack fly for Jackson Clough. Rhodes had a strong throw in, but Dunn was just able to beat it out and sneak in that left hand. RBI for Clough makes it 1-0 Harrisburg. And for a large majority of the game, it felt like that RBI sack fly from Jackson Clough was going to be the only scoring. The Bowie bullpen was doing its job, and Chase McDermott would soon be lifted after that sacrifice fly. Another walk before a ground out. It would get him out of the frame after Easton Lucas came into the game. Lucas delivered an inning and third of shutout baseball, as did Nolan Hoffman out of the Bay Sox bullpen. Nick Richmond was able to make a double-A debut and get Bowie out of a frame in the seventh. Then came the eighth inning, and that's when it started to unravel a little bit for Richmond. Back-to-back hits led off the frame, and after a sacrifice bunt from Jack Dunn, and both those runners in Casey and Tostado got into scoring position. Then a big-looking strikeout of Leonel Valera. You think, hey, maybe Richmond can get out of the frame. But a deep count ran by Jackson Clough again. A lot of tough two-strike foul balls set the stage for him to find a gap and give Harrisburg some badly needed insurance.
Seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Here it comes. Breaking ball into a deep gap in right center field. That's going to fall in and drive in both runs. Scacy and Tostado both score on to second base and trying for third. It's going to get thrown in and caught before it goes into the infield. Two RBI triple for Jackson Clough. 3-0 Harrisburg.
Now it gave Clough all three RBIs on the night for Harrisburg off his triple and sacrifice fly. And meanwhile, the bats just never really got going for Bowie after that third inning. Not a lot of opportunities. Runners actually didn't get past first base until the later frames of this one in the eighth inning. Alimo Hernandez once again had Bowie's number. His deepest outing so far in Double-A, six innings, didn't allow any runs, only allowed four hits, walked one, and struck out six. Very effective outing for him. He gets a well-deserved first win in Double-A. The bullpen held down the fort. Lucas Knowles, a shutout frame, as well as Sinclair, also keeping Bowie off the board in the eighth. In the ninth, the Bay Sox had a little charge. Leadoff single from Cesar Prieto came around to score on a two-out double from Dante Williams. Billy Cook came to the plate with two outs as a tying run, but ultimately grounded out to the first baseman Tostado, and that ended this one. So final lines for you. Harrisburg, 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors. The Bay Sox, 1 run on 9 hits with 1 error. Dan Bowie, 9 hits, but just weren't able to come up with that big hit to get run across in this one. The win again goes to Alimo Hernandez. His first win at Double-A, moves to 1-1 in the season. The loss goes to Chase McDermott, who drops to 3-4. And the save goes to Joel Peguero, 7th of the season, towards the top of Double-A in that category. He's been a lights-out closer for the Senators. In a game that took 2 hours, 28 minutes to complete in front of 1,357 fans tonight at Prince George's Stadium. We're going to step aside here on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we're going to take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the rest of the Orioles system, and get you set for tomorrow's continuation of this 6-game set. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Bay Sox fall 3-1 tonight back here on Bay Sox postgame to get you a look at the rest of the scores from out of town and get you set for tomorrow's game 3 of this 6-game set. We'll start in the Eastern League where there's only one game currently still going on. Middle of the 10th, the floodgates have opened in Richmond. Erie and Richmond went to extra innings, tied up at 3 after no score in the last 3 frames of that one. The Seawolves' offense exploded in the top half of the 10th inning. 7 runs across, and Richmond will have to score 7 in the bottom half of the 10th to avoid dropping 2 in a row to the Seawolves, who now look set for an extra inning victory to lengthen their lead atop the Southwest Division. Other final scores from around the league: Akron, powered by 5 runs in the first inning. That was enough to see off Hartford as they took that one 5-2 at home. Altoona is able to rally back after giving up 3 to tie the game to Binghamton in the top half of the 9th. The Curve get an extra inning walk-off 4-3 final for them to hold on to second place in the Southwest Division. Reading falls in action earlier today to New Hampshire 6-2. Also an earlier start time was Somerset hosting Portland, and the Patriots took down the Sea Dogs by a 4-2 final as well. Around the Orioles system, Baltimore loses the series to Cleveland. That's just the third series lost by the Orioles, but it's back-to-back drop series after falling 2-3 to the Rangers this past weekend. They lose 12-8 in the early afternoon affair. Norfolk, a doubleheader against Gwinnett. Talked about this one earlier in the broadcast. 8-3 win for the Tides in Game 1. 3-for-4 day for Connor Norby, included a double. Also, 2 home runs from Daz Cameron in Game 1 of that doubleheader. But the Tides offense has subsided in Game 2, where Norfolk trails 2-0 late into that one. 3 innings in the start from Drew Rahm, gave up 2 earned runs on 5 hits, also walked 5. High A Aberdeen gets the win over Hudson Valley tonight by a 7-4 final. Jackson Holliday held hitless, but does walk twice as well. And 3-run home run from Creed Willems. He's been bashing in single A for Delmarva in the early part of this season. Gets a much-deserved promotion and really hasn't missed a beat since coming up to high A. Good to see from him. Delmarva right now falling 5-2 to Frederick as it stands right now. Samuel Basayo's 0-2 in that one. But once again, the final score here at the double-A level, the Bowie Bay Sox fall 3-1 to the Harrisburg Senators. The 6-game set now even at a game apiece. The series does resume tomorrow night, 6:35. Houston Roth gets the ball for the Bay Sox, 0-2 with a 6.07 ERA so far this season for the right-hander. And he's being opposed by one of the top prospects in the national system, Jackson Rutledge. The right-hander's 4-1 with a 3.18 ERA. The Bay Sox have already seen him twice, and he got the win both times against Bowie, giving up just 1 run across 12 innings. So Bowie will be hoping third time's the charm, and they can get back ahead in this 6-game set. We'll get it started for you with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show at 6:15, and we'll hope you'll join us tomorrow on Capital Gold, WNAV, or wherever you may be listening. But that's going to do it for today's action from Prince George Stadium. For Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magaro, signing off. Once again, our final. Bay Sox fall 3-1. And thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV, has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.